again, I'll try to get the rest of my McCollums. It's been a little hectic the last couple of days, but I'll try to get the rest of the Imam Muhammad's before we begin, at least on Sunday, for Monday's shiur. So Monday's shiur is at 10 o'clock. Again, we're not going to finish all of Osham. Osham is a big topic, but at least we'll try to finish some of the basic issues. And so the rest of the Imam, I think I stopped at Imam Muhammad's at Obelazar and Chachamim. I just didn't have time to sit down and find everything I wanted to find. But I'll try to get it done, by Motzai Shabbos. So, if I can do it Erev Shabbos, and then David, I guess, could, or somebody can send it around, or if not, if I don't have time then, so certainly before Sunday morning, unless something unforeseen happens. So we'll try to finish off properly on Monday morning at 10. Okay. There are a few additions to discussion of Ola. There are more additions than what I'm going to mention right now, but I just want to mention at least a few of them, and then maybe again, when we have our reunion or wherever it is, we could talk more about Ola and Hashem and Chatos and Avodos and all the other good things in Zvachet. But several points before we move on to Hashem. We'll introduce Hashem today, but before we do that, a few other points about Ola. Firstly, with respect to Shittas HaRambam, we tried to present a comprehensive picture of the Rambam's view of Kaparas Ola, Ola and Kaparas Ola. And again, his omission of the Sugya and Vav Aleph being part of it, the fact that he only quotes the Sifra and the Gemara Yuma in the context of Smicha and Vidui, in the context of Hilchos Maaser Karbanos, Per Gimel Halacha Yedalid, the link to Shlamim, which required his Yeroyali about Shlamim, his perspective on Shinu Bailin, the difference between the connection between Chatos and Essen, let's say, or Chatos and Averos, and Ola and Averos, meaning Tesvav, Tesen Yedalid, we discussed that. That, I should add, requires Tesvav, Dalid, Tes, and Yedalid requires a little bit more work just to try to pin down a few additional points in the Rambam as a Vigdor. Wherever he is, as he pointed out to me, in terms of some of the exact Lashonos, there's a little bit more work to be done on the Rambam, but at least clearly the Rambam has a unique shita about Ola, which I think is consistent. There he is. A unique shita about Ola, nothing to do with plumbing or fixing, Rambam oriented. About this issue, and again, the fact that the Rambam is the one in Perush Mishnayos, again, who notes the uniqueness of Ola, and the fact that the Mishnah calls it Kodesh Kodashim, but that the Torah doesn't explicitly say it that way, I think is also important. There are, however, some challenges in the Rambam. So, number one, just to add, Eli made the point to me after the last year that we shouldn't be too extreme in our formulation of the Rambam. We shouldn't say that according to the Rambam. I was suggesting that according to the Rambam, the problem with which other Rishonim dealt with, which is how do you square the Gemara about Tshuva, right? The Lo Zazen Misham, if you do Tshuva, Lo Zazen Misham Ad Shenim Chalim Lo, or things of that sort, how do you square that with the idea of Kaparas Ola? And I was saying, well, for the Rambam, actually, it's not a problem, that's part of the solution. The whole point is, it's all about the Vidui, the Smicha, and the opportunity of Vidui, etc. So one shouldn't take that too much in the extreme, as Eli correctly pointed out to me. Meaning, I'm not suggesting that Kapara, Mitzvah Saseh, or Matshinita Klase is just an opportunity provided by the Ola, and that it's not integrated into the nature or character of Ola Kihuzet. If that were the case, then there would really be no reason that Ola, more than Shlamim, should provide that opportunity. Again, I think there's a Yerali in Rambam, because the Rambam was playing with this question, but he still ended up distinguishing between Shlamim and Ola. Moreover, and this is the point that Eli wanted to make, the Rambam's in Perek Tezvav, especially Halacha Yudalid, is definitely about the definition of Shinui Bailin in Ola. And it were true that the Kapara component was just a hechatimtzi bilvad, you happen to be bringing a korban, and korban includes a smicha, and therefore the opportunity for vidui. So how can you pass, by the opportunity, to neutralize your essen or the implications of your outstanding essen, but it has nothing to do with the karban ola per se. So then it's probably doubtful whether or not this would have major consequences in defining, shini bailin differently for ola than shini bailin is defined for chatas. I think that's a good ha'ara. I didn't mean to go so far with it. What I meant to say was that unlike the Ramban, who sees ola primarily as a mechaper, even though he might widen the definition of what kapara is, that's the chiddush of the Ramban, I think the Rambam sees the kapara aspect of ola as a dimension, but not as a defining or as a central dimension in ola. But I certainly don't mean to say that it's just an opportunity and that it doesn't integrate into the nature of the korban at all. I mean, there's no question that there is that element of ola, and that explains some of these points. By the same token, Hillel brought to my attention an important ha'ara, and that is that the Gemara, of course, uses the expression, when there's no smicha, the Gemara talks about, what impact that has on the din of korban. And the Gemara uses the expression, kippur v'lo kippur, and the Rambam faithfully quotes that expression as well, kippur v'lo kippur. So, in a certain sense, when you apply that to ola, so if you believe that ola is a mechaper, then that's an important expression. But if you think that ola is not mechaper, at all, so and it's just the opportunity again to perform a vidui and to square some outstanding averos. So what do you mean by saying kippur v'lo kippur? I think that's a good ha'ara. My response was that the Rambam doesn't say kippur v'lo kippur more about ola, than he does about shlamim. And we certainly know that he thinks that in the case of shlamim, the vidui is not a vidui shel kapara. So I think it is a good ha'ara. And, the question is the Rambam just using a melitza that applies mostly to chatos and asham, and he's applying it not only to shlamim, questionably, but also to ola? Or, however muted the kapara aspects of these karbanos are, even if in shlamim, let's say, there is no vidui, let's say, l'shem kapara, but as we made reference to the fact that there's a whole discussion about, for example, korban pesach, right, which on the surface is ikaro l'achila and has nothing to do with kapara whatsoever, but there are some makoros that imply that there's a kapara aspect to pesach too. So the expression kippur v'lo kippur just needs to be looked at. It certainly applies in a much more obvious way to chatas and asham than it does to shlamim. And ola, being somewhere in between shlamim and asham, is also, a question mark. But having said that, I don't think it's a problem. I just think it's an issue. So that's the first point in the Rambam. In addition to that, I should point out that the Rambam uses the expression ola doronu. We just don't know exactly what he means by it. But the Rambam uses this expression in Hukos Maisa Karbanos. He may use it elsewhere too. It's not like I did a search. This is just based on my personal knowledge and memory and looking around a little bit. But it could be he has it in other places too. But in Hukos Maisa Karbanos, Perek Yud Ches, Halacha Tes, which is the context of Shchut Echutz. We've already talked about some of the Rambams in Perek Yud Ches, Hukos Maisa Karbanos. So the Rambam uses the expression ola doron in an important way, which we'll get back to in just a minute. The Rambam says, talks about the problem of mechusar zman bebailin. The Mishnah later on in Kuf Yud base, again, those are the sugyas in the end of the Masakta that deal with Shkutei Chutz. So the Mishnah there, in keeping with the principle that Shkutei Chutz has a requirement of Roy LePesach Ol Moed, but it has to be something which is which is Roy. So the Mishnah's principle is that Mechusar Zman is on Kuf Yud Beis Amid Beis. Mechusar Zman, Bein Begufo, Bein Bailov, right? If you have Mechusar Zman, so there's no, generally speaking, there's no Kares. Because if you take a Korban and it's Mechusar Zman, had it been Makar Bifnim, it would be possible. So if you're makar v'tachutz, you don't violate shkutei chutz, because it doesn't have the analog of, or the parallel of, roi l'pesach olmo. And one of these chesaronos would be mechusar zman begufo mebayla. What is mechusar b'zman begufa b'bayla? Ezer mechusar b'zman b'bayla? Hazav, azava, yoledes, hametzora, shekrivu chatasa me'ashamam, right? The bechutz, you know, kodem zmano, kodem zman b'chiyu. Turin, all the same, the shalmeim, bechutz chayavim. So the Mishnah has a very interesting chiluk here. When it comes to olam shlamim, which is mechusar zman, there's shkut echutz. When it comes to chatas and asham, there's not. That certainly belongs on the general list. Have to evaluate it. Is that a technical distinction? Is it something that is more fundamental, etc.? So when the Rambam records, we'll get back to the Rashi's view of that halakha in a minute. I'll just mention it now and I'll get back to it. Rashi explains that the reason for this chiluk, very important, is that chatas and asham are not nitan bin adaba, right? And therefore, if they're mechusar zman, you know, in terms of what they are brought for, let's say mitzora, nazir, yoledes, so then they are meaningless. But since ola, ola seyem, the zav, the zava, the ov, yoledes, chayavim, sharei miskablos, bifnim, the daba lishman. That's Rashi's shita. The Rambam, however, perek yudches halacha tes, has this halacha and has a different explanation for the chiluk between ola and shlamim on the one hand and chatas and asham on the other. Ezo mechusas man bebailim, korban shadayin lo yigi zman bailav lakrivo, azav azava yoledes shashachtu chataso bechutz tochime sfiron, sfira rather, peturi. Vche mitzora shashachtat chataso vashama bechutz tochime sfira patur, shadayin lo niru bali hakorbanos ha'ilo lekapar. Aval, im shachtu olo sehen b'chutz tochime sfira chayavim shehaola doronu v'chatos v'ha'asham hi ikar hakapara. So that's just a very good and interesting lashon to add to our comprehensive picture in the in terms of the Rambam Shita. Now again, we don't exactly know what it means. So he's not saying, doesn't seem to be saying what Rashi's saying, right? The Karanora, actually, in that Gemara, I think it's like a well-known Karanora, on Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis, says, generally speaking, in the context of these multiple, you know, chiyuvim, like a Nazir, a Mitzora, a Yolanda, so they bring a, you know, a bunch of karbanos. So the question is, the requirements, let's say, including Zman, do they relate to all the karbanos, or to some of the karbanos? They only relate to the chatas, or to the chatas and the ashar, right? Do they also relate to the ola parts? That, of course, is a fascinating question. That's both a general question about ola, maybe, or a specific question about ola in the context of specific chiyuvim. In theory, you might be mechalik between the ola of zav and the ola of a mitzora, and the ola of a nazir, and the ola of a yoledes, as the case may be, or the chatas and the asham. Meaning what, if there are dinim, including dine ikuv, in general, when it comes to these karbanos, do they relate to all the karbanos, or specific ones? And does that have to do with the general nature of these karbanos, or the specific role that they play within a certain order? That's really what I'm asking. So the Karen Ora says that the reason for this din of the Mishnah, this chilik between shlamim and olos on the one hand, and chatas and asham on the other, is because chatas and asham are subject to zman, and the ola and the shlamim, you know, as the case may be, are not. That's different than Rashi, who says that it's nitan, you know, binadam. And whereas the Rambam says something else. The question is, what does he mean? That when it comes to this halacha, sha'ola doronhi, v'chatas v'asham hi ikara kapara. So number one, the Rambam's using the expression doronhi, which is very important, even though he does think that ola, right, is mechaper on essen, the Rambam Maisa Karbanos, and as we, you know, made clearer today, you know, even in light of his larger shita m'suyam muktashim, and again maybe keeper below keeper, he doesn't think that the kapara component is completely divorced from ola, right? So if we say that the Rambam's view is that ola is fundamentally a doron, and nonetheless there's a component of kapara sagavra, the opportunity of kapara, kapara as a kiyum, but not kapara as a chiyuv, any of these perspectives will work very well with the Rambam's explanation. Sha'ola doroni, V'achatos v'asham hi ikara kapara. He means by that that ikara kapara is opposed to the more tafel kapara of the ola. Hard to know. But either way, this formulation works very nicely with the broader sheet of the Rambam. Is this also the Rambam's way of saying what the Karen Ora said, which is the reason that Mechusar Zman affects Chatas and Asham and not Ola and Shlamim is because we look at the role of Ola and Shlamim differently, but not just in the context of these particular Karbanos, as I say, in which case you theoretically also could be Mechalek between you know, the different, you know, cases themselves, but it's more general, different status, you know, is impactful here as well. It's just interesting to note, so maybe the Rambam is saying the same thing. It's interesting to note that the Rambam continues and talks about not Metzora, but Nazir, and here he has a slightly different formulation. V'chein Nazir sheshachat chatasa v'chutz tochi mei nazirusa pater. Hikri v'olaso shalama v'chutz chayiv. So again, one would have expected the same formulation. Instead we have shachatas hu hame'akvaso v'hi ikar hanazirus. So if the point is, you know, specifically about kapara, etc., it seems like the Rambam isn't focused on the kapara aspect of the zirus, only on the kapara aspect of Mitzora. What he says about Mitzora, which is Ola Doronhu, here he seems to be just saying that, you know, Ikar HaNazirus is not Aide Ola. Is the common denominator, though, again, the idea that Ola is just a different kind of a karban. It's a more generic karban, it's a Kul Hashem karban, it's a Doron. He's not explicating it. Is he saying something different or connected? It's just hard to know in the Rambam, but either way, this Rambam belongs to our discussion. This topic belongs to our discussion. Anytime we find discrepancies between the treatment of Shlamim and Ola, or one of them, and Chatas and Asham, across the board, or especially within the context of a particular Chiyuv, like Mitzora, Nazir, etc., it's potentially, you know, belongs on these various lists, but we just have to be aware that there could be other factors as well. It could be complicated. Okay, that's for the Rambam. In terms of La'achar HaFrasha, just a few other ha'aras. In terms of La'achar HaFrasha, so I mentioned that that's clearly Machlokas HaRishonim. Again, the Gemara is Safek, whether Ola could it be Bechaper, even in Essen, Shabo La'achar HaFrasha, maybe even La'achar Shechita. We talked about Tosin Shabbos, Ayin Besom and Aleph, reference to the connection to Asham. Chatos versus everything else? Is it Asham and Ola versus Chatos? Is it Chatos and Asham versus Ola? Is it connected to the fact that it's a Doron? The two or three Deos in Tosis and Shabbos, Ayin Besom and Aleph, we tried to connect it to the Shidim Kubetzes and so on. To just point out that the Tosis and Shavuos, which I also had you look at, and Daf Yud Gimel and Aleph, considers the possibility of a kapara past the zman of the actual karban, also in the case of Seira Mishtaleach. Here it's a little bit different, but just it's worth noting the parallel. The Gemara here in Shavuos, Daf Yud Gimel and Aleph, discusses the question, you know, if you don't hold that that you have to, you know, kind of believe in Yom Kippur in order for Yom Kippur to work, so how do you ever violate the kares of Yom Kippur? And that's the problem the Gemara deals with. Every time you violate on Yom Kippur, right, Itzumo Shel Yom is going to be Mechaper. That's the Gemara's problem. So the Gemara explains that there are several ways out of this issue. Right, Ihachi, Dilo Teimahachi, Karis, the Yom Kippurim, the Rebbe, Leisle. Alamala Mishkachas, the Ovid Balelia, who mays to Losa Yamama Le Chapurale, Ela Ema Karis, the Yamama Le Rebbe, Leisle. Alamala Mishkachas, the Acha Umtse, the Chanke, who mays Sinami Dacha Samach Lishkia Sachama, the Lahava Shos Le Chapurale. So the Gemara is using its best ingenuity, you know, to come up with a way for you to violate Yom Kippur and to get the Karis of Yom Kippur, Baruch Hashem, you know. Try to find a way, notwithstanding the idea that Itzumo Shel Yom is Mechaper under all conditions. Okay, very good. So Tosis here says, why don't we just say Avala Achar Shiluach Hasayir? Why not just say the guy who was Chote after the Sira Mishalayach was already taken care of? So he still says Lo Motzi Luukme Shehu Mechaper Kol Hayom Afagav Demash Malael Shein Karbanos Mechaprin Alavero Shal Achakach Afilu Bobayom Dominaf Kamina Lutuma Sheira Ben Zelazeh Shiny Sira Mishalayach Tetsibbe etc. So there are 2 days in Tosis. It's just interesting in its own right. Among other things, the 2 days in Tosis are really interesting, right? Without the Sira Mishaleach, will you say Itzuma Shoyom is Mechaper at least to dilute the Chiyuv Kares, even if it isn't a kapara gemur? That's the second day of Tosis. But the first day of Tosis is basically the idea, the second day clearly argues with it, is the Sira Mishtaleach effective when it comes to avonos that take place later in the day? Now this is of course different than what we've been discussing, but we're talking about whether the Ola can be mechaper on Essen la'achar afrasha, and maybe even la'achar shchita, but we're not talking about la'achar zrika. No one ever said that after the Zrika, right, it still works. But it could be that's because there simply is no Tziruf. And in the case of Sir Mishtaleach, we're talking about the Yom as a Mitzarev, the act of Sir Mishtaleach, whatever you want to call it. Sir Mishtaleach is a fascinating topic. Tamar's Bar Mitzvah topic, actually. The Sira Mishtaleach, you know, the extent to which it really is a korban or a mechaper of a different type, you know, is a very interesting issue. But the concept, again, Tosis, when they compare it, say, well, in other korbanos, there's no such thing, right? Is Sira Mishtaleach an exception because of the Gzeres HaKosuv, or maybe the Gzeres HaKosuv is just a way of being mitzaref, the Sira Mishtaleach, to the whole Yom of Yom HaKippurim, and the idea that as long as there's tziruf, that there can be kapara, that is something which is an acceptable idea. So again, is Ola, and the question of Ola lachar afrasha, lachar shchita, is it in a way part of the normal model or world of karbanos, sira mishtaleach being a paradigm? Again, it's just interesting to note that when the Balei Tosis ala Torah, you know, we're looking around to try to figure out the relationship between lo zozim misham ad shanim chalim lo when it comes to tshuva, as opposed to ola mechaper ola esin. So some of them did suggest that sira mishtaleach might be a good model, right? So it's just interesting that you have a parallel kind of an issue, and then you might say, oh, it's like sira mishtaleach. The only thing is that the tziruf in Sira Mishtaleach is kalayom. The tziruf in Ola, probably it has to be lifnei zrika, maybe lachar shchita, maybe lachar afrasha, but not more than that. Or is the idea that kaparas Ola, as we explained, isn't a special din that there can be kapara gam laachar, ha'akrava or laachar afrasha? The idea is that, even when you have Essen Kodem HaFrasha, it's not that the Ola is Mechaper, the Maisavera of the, maybe there is no Maisavera. And, the lost opportunity is something which you can't neutralize as a Maisa or non-Maisa either. It's all about Ritzi Agavra. So Ritzi Agavra, as long as it's Mitzuraf, applies. But that's still quite different than Sira Mishtaleach. So the model of Sira Mishtaleach, the connection between Sira Mishtaleach and this discussion of Ola is something which we have to think about. Okay. Third point, at the very end of last year, we were talking about the order. The question of Ola, of Chatos Kodem Ola. Again, one of the things that the Gemara tells us on Zayin Amud Beis is that because Ola is a Doron, and Chatos is the Mechatos has to come prior to the Ola. And as I said, this is also established in the Sugya and Kol HaTadir, Then the Gemara Daf Tzadi Ben Aleph in Kol HaTadir explains that Yoledes is an exception, at least in one respect. And we're not sure, the mikro, we're not sure what exactly that means. Rashi says it means in terms of the way that the Torah formulated it. And some of the others show them think it has to do in terms of the hafrasha, or if you have only the opportunity to be mafresh one korban, can you be mafresh the ola of the oledes prior to the other one, etc. Of course, in light of what we just talked about previously, when you have multiple karbanos for a single chiyuv, like oledes or metzora or nazir, etc., so then the question is, are they all the same? And if so, which ones are ikar and have the dinim, and which ones are just, accompaniments but have a more general shame? That's a whole topic, obviously. Are we going to be mechalik between nazir and yoledes and mitzora, etc., with regard to that issue? So this idea that when it comes to yoledes, at minimum, the Torah gives priority in its mentioning to the ola becomes very important. For example, even in terms of the very specific issue we talked about before, shchut echutz. So when we say that shchut echutz, the ola and the shlamim can violate the mechutzar zman and still be subject to shchut echutz, so the Gemara says it refers to nazir. And the Rambam's applying it to mitzora and to nazir. We're not sure if he's saying it differently or not. And what about yoledes? So again, whether it's the Karen Ora approach or the other issue, this question that we treat Chatas and Asham differently than Shlamim and Ola when there are multiple Karbanos, is that true across the board because of the general nature of the Karbanos, or does it depend on each individual Karban? So if the Torah says Lemikra'a, that when it comes to Yoledes, so we emphasize the Ola more, or for example, if there's more difficulty in justifying, let's say, the Chatas or the Asham in one of these Karbanos, whatever neder or klala is made the shas leida, those kind of issues and things. So it's very possible that different chiyuvim, this is an ola, this is more of an ola kind of a thing, that's more of an asham, get to asham soon kind of thing, that's more of a chatas kind of thing. At least these are questions to raise. And if the order of the Torah is different, then that surely is significant. In addition to that, it's what I said last time, which is right, not just Exeris HaKasuv, but again, if we think that the nature of Kaparas Ola is different than Kaparas Chatas and Asham, then the fact that we have this different emphasis is already more specifically leading us or directing us to define or to understand these categories differently. Are we saying that when it comes to Yoledes, it's about a broader Ritsui Hagavra type of thing, whereas when it comes to Nazir, it's about specifically neutralizing, very specific, kinds of issues. Therefore, the role of Yoledes, the role of Ola and Yoledes is more central for that very specific reason. The Gemara itself says, it's about a Mechaper, again, either about a Mechaper versus a non-Mechaper, the Sugya in Kol HaTadir, or it's about, the Proklet, Kodem LeDoron, the Gemara in Zion Amud Beis. What does that tell us about the character of Yoledes? And are there other things in the interactions of the Karbanos, etc., when you compare Yoledes, Mitzora, Nazir, etc., which will, corroborate that pattern? These are obviously topics, big topics, to at least think about as we move forward in learning the topics. Having said that, I think it's important to point out that there's another seeming exception, and that is Korban Avodah Zarah of the Tzibor. In the Pesukim in Bamidbar, Tes Vav, I'm sorry, I don't have the Ramban for that. We haven't had a Ramban of Bamidbar, do we? We do? We don't.
Computer.
Oh, okay. If you can get out the computer just for a second. Jesse's not even here. I had him build the shul, built this whole system for him. I thought we'd get it. One second. So the Pesukim in Bamidbar
Is everyone there, Ramban?
Yeah, if you can get it there, just one second. Yeah. The Sukkim in Bamidbar, it just something occurred to me. Oh, great. Thank you. So the Sukkim in Bamidbar speak about the Karban of Arzara. V'chi sizgu v'lo sasu eis kol mitzvah sa'ela asher diber Hashem el Moshe eis kol asher tziva Hashem aleichem yad Moshe min ha'yom asher tziva Hashem v'haloz daros eichem v'haya im b'inei ha'eda nesa l'shkaga v'asu kol ha'eda par ben bakar echad ya'olma l'reach nichach l'Hashem v'michaso v'nizko kamishpat v'sirizim echad l'chatas. So, and then the Chibra Kohen, I'll call it Das Bnei Yisrael, and Yisrael Kohen, Kik Shkoga, he may view as Korbanah, Mishael Hashem, V'chat Asam Lefnei Hashem Al Shigigasam, and Yisrael Kohen, call it Das Bnei Yisrael, and Yargo Pesachom, Kilecholam, Vishkoga. This is the Parsha of a communal Avera of Avodah Zarah, right? For which you bring a special Korban, a special Korbanos, Par Ben Bokar La'ola, and Seir Izim L'chatas. So here too, the order in the Torah is Ola, Kodem, Lechatos. So this caught my eye. A few things in the Torah like this. Question is why? So if you look at the Ramban points out, again, it's already clear in the Pshuto Shel Mikra, the Torah doesn't explicate that this is a Karban of Avodah Zarah. It just says, V'kisizgu v'losasu is kol ha-mitzvah sa'ela asher diber Hashem el Moshe. Kol ha-mitzvah sa'ela. What is kol mitzvah sa'ela? So Rashi says, according to Chazal, v'chis ishgu v'lo sa'asu, avodah zarah ha'isa b'chal kol ha-mitzvah sha'atzibur nevi'in aleihem par, v'rakosim otziya mikan b'chalon lidan b'par la'ola v'sir l'chatas. Avodah zarah kosim medaber o'ena elo ba'achas m'kol ha-mitzvahs. Tamalim, it's kol ha-mitzvah sa'ela. Mitzvah achas shehi k'kol ha-mitzvahs. Ma overall kol mitzvahs porik ol mefer bris megala panim af mitzvazu porik va ol mefer bris megala panim bezazu avodah zarah. Okay. And then again, es kol asher tziva magid shekol avodah avodah zarah kekofer b'chol torah kula ubechol asher nisnabu anavim shenemar lemin hayom asher tziva Hashem v'hal. The point is that the Pshuto Shel Mikra does not mention that this is avodah zarah. You can read these psukim and not think it's avodah zarah. Chazal understood that it's avodah zarah because of the comprehensive scope. It's one mitzvah, and yet it's kol mitzvahs. And that's based on the principle of kol modeh b'avodah zarah ki'ilu avar al kol ha-mitzvahs. So the point may very well be, number one, how come the Torah just doesn't say that it's talking about avodah zarah? Obviously, the Torah wanted us to understand that what's unique about Avodah Zarah in terms of this particular Karban is the fact that Kol Amoda B'Avodah Zarah Ki'ilu, right, Over Al Kol Mitzvah Satorah. Again, some years back when we learned Chulin, we talked about this concept. We sometimes find that, you know, that certain Averos that are considered like their violation are Mumar L'Chalel, you know, that Avera are Mumar L'Chalel, you know, Kol HaTorah Kula. And one can explain it in several different ways, and they're not mutually exclusive, they unquestionably overlap as well. In some cases, or some aspect of it, is simply the Maisa Avera. There's certain Averas that are so chamor that they're the equivalent of violating Kol HaTorah Kula. Right? Another dimension of this is that there are certain what I call linchpin mitzvos or Averas, in light of which everything else pales into insignificance. If you're machmir, and every chumrah of, you know, the Chazon Ish, or the Mishnah Brura, or I don't know, you know the Aruch HaShulchan, or you know, whatever it is, every single chumrah, right? But you're over the Avodah Zarah, right? So we don't say, you know, there's a gap in his religious observance, right? Well, we say the rest of it is ridiculous, has no meaning. It's a chuchel tlula, right? That's not the same. Unquestionably, it's related to the Chomer HaAveira of Avodah Zarah, but it's a different point. The point is, and that's exactly the diuk of the Gemara, and we talked about when we learned, there are a few people actually here from our Chulin days, you know, there are different formulations, the positive, the negative, which one is used when, you know, Kol HaModeh, when do we say kolamoda? You know, is kilamoda b'kolat Torah kula, and then everything else is a ma'isavera. You know, you look at it in context of being an avarian. You know, and when do we say kolamoda b'avarazara? You know, is kilu avar al kol mitzvos, because everything else that you do is just, you know, either meaningless or just, you know, kind of loy l'rash or something like that. It's just like a mockery. The idea that you could have, you know, chumras in you know, in Hilchos Shabbos or Zmani Kriyashma, you know, when you're over to Avodah Zarah, is just, you know, it's not only ridiculous, it's offensive. So these are linchpin type of avodas. The point is that the Torah unquestionably doesn't explicate Avodah Zarah because it's interested in establishing that it isn't just the chomer ha'avera here, it's the linchpin aspect. What we're saying is there's an avera out there, right, which, without which, or in the absence of which, you know, you're just an avarian b'chol ha'Torah kulo, or any shmiras ha'mitzvot becomes, you know, any keel mitzvot become insignificant or even offensive. And that's why it's taken out of the normal corpus, and it's treated differently, and on a communal level, it's treated differently as well. That's what this carbon is all about. And that's, if you leave the Ramban, see if we can get it here. So the Ramban, when he talks about this, A parsha zustuma b'mashma, the yitub ba'ali apshat lomar shu carbon al mishalo osa machatziva lasos v'hu shogeg. V'divreim divrei ruach. Shim kein yachiyuv korban b'chol mitzvah saseisha b'torah k'shelo kiyem eskulam v'shogag b'achas mehem v'yachiyuv kares b'chol mishenu mekayem eskulam k'sheyavar l'achas mehem b'beizin. But this whole discussion is fascinating. I mean, the Ramban's like, some people read the pshat, they say it sounds like if you don't do a mitzvah, you have to bring this korban, right? How come the Torah is written stuma? Why is it misleading us in this way so we'd get this impression? Ki akasav omer. One second. Hope I'm not destroying somebody's computer here. And Victor's here, I'll fix it. As kol asher tziva aleichem, v'od sh'amar kan v'ayim me'nei ha'idon esel l'shkaga, ki shigasam d'maisa sh'asu, v'lo sh'yoshva v'lo asu. Apparently it's an actual violation, not a sheval tasa. V'chein asher tasa b'yad rama, avol tam sh'tishka v'lo tasu ma'asher tziva Hashem avol tasu hafcho, Oyomar tishku v'lotasu mitzvosa b'meshi hizra eskim shalolasos ki amanios b'losa seikaru mitzvos k'mo shomar ki techta b'shkogam b'chom mitzvah shemlot. But again, the Ramban is putting his finger on something. How come the Torah, you know, A, isn't explicit, B, you know, talks about abstaining from mitzvos rather than violating, you know, in a terrible aveira? Why general and unspecific, and why the switching of the emphasis? Binei, now the Ramban doesn't answer that question, but then he goes on and he says something else, which unquestionably is the answer to the question. Binei chiyav akorban azeh b'shgaga, b'shgaga sa'eda, b'shuna min akorban omer b'parshas ha'yikra, kishom chayv lahavi par l'chatas, v'kan par l'olu sir l'chatas, alkein hutzuchur aboseinu lomar, shazeh akorban al shigas avadazara, v'lashen akosa shalonotzi asa mipshuto mashmao yomar, v'kisijgu b'chol ha'mitzas v'tavra al kol mashatziva, Hashem lochem biad Moshe shalotas davar mikol ma shetziva askem takrivos akorban hazeh lochein lo hiskir bekan kasher yoma bekorban asachet achas mikol mitzvos Hashem. I think I somehow lost it here. Just one second. The best is yet to come. Ah, okay. So I appreciate Jesse even more now. It's a fascinating Ramban. So basically, what's Ramban saying? I'm not going to read the whole thing. Ramban says the pshat refers not just to an actual technical act of Avodah Zarah, but to someone who identifies, you know, with another nation, right? Nationally and religiously, let's say he doesn't do any ma'aseh avodah zarah. Or somebody who's a tinok shenishba, right? Or somebody who is under the mistaken impression that, you know, like the argument of the Christians, you know, that the time of chiyuv shmiras hamitzvos, you know, has gone and passed, and that it's no longer necessary to observe, you know, the covenant. Right? This is what the idea of a New Testament and Christian theology is about. Or someone who just says, listen, the Torah is an opportunity, Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakas Es Yisrael, but, you know, it's an opportunity for those who wish to seize it. Okay? Minchas Chinuch says that about tshuva. Chas v'shalom, should someone say that, you know, Rav thought that Chas v'shalom should one say that about tshuva. But, you know, Minchas Chinuch is, kedai, obviously to sanction such an idea, even if we don't think
somebody
sorry,
the mainstream.
He's even saying a mumar out of being a tinek shenishba, kal v'chomer mumar lahachis, right? He's saying, let's say, you know, you went to the wrong yeshiva, and they told you, you know, mitzvahs are a really great opportunity, get you closer to the Rabbanu Shalom. Of course, you know, we're pretty open and liberal religion, we don't coerce anybody, we want you to be happy, we want you to embrace the Rabbanu Shalom, you know, as an act of volition, which we do, by the way. Just the only part that's not correct. We do want you to be happy, too, by the way. Just not always. Like not. But the point is that, you know, it's through no fault of your own, you're under this mistaken impression, or the tzibur is under this mistaken impression. Ramban says the psukim are written intentionally to convey these cases as well. And then he finishes by saying, however, lemaisa, the actual korban, only really applies when you violate technical act of avodah zarah. So putting it all together, again, I'm speculating, but putting it all together, this is, again, one of those amazing Rambans, which you find, you know, many times in every single parsha. That's why the Ramban is the Ramban. You know, who's just highlighting, you know, the Torah Shabbat Tzav is presenting things in one way. On a certain level, that is a very valuable kiyum and contribution. We're supposed to walk away from this parsha as thinking that sometimes passivity is the equivalent of activity. You know, abstaining from mitzvos is the equivalent of violating, or violating sometimes is really more about abstaining. Maybe that's a better way to say it. We're supposed to walk away from this parsha saying that part of the stuma is to teach you that avodah zarah isn't just avodah zarah. Avodah zarah is having ideologically unacceptable, you know, views. And so, Torah Shabbat Peh still is correct, and that is the only time you actually bring this korban, is when the chisishgu, and you violate, technically, avodah zarah. Okay, so why am I telling you what's the point of all this? So I thought this was perfect. This is one of those cases, right, where the Torah has ola prior to chatas. And I think the reason for that is, because of the stuma, because of everything the Ramban is telling about, the essen is really the mechayev of the lav here. Right? And the stuma, which is the real point here, is lack of proper ideological commitment. That's really, it's about being a ritzui l'Hashem. It isn't the ma'isa aver. All right, technically, to bring the korban, you also have to do the ma'isa aver. But here's it isn't the ma'isa aver b'toras ma'isa avera here. Here it's the ma'isa avera on a technical level as a symbolic representation, right, of ideological, you know, flaw. And that's why it's written that way, and that's why in all of the different components of it being written this way, and that's why the Ola, in my opinion, is prior to the Chatas. Yeah.
Everybody suggested that Ola has to converge.
I don't know if the actual Hafrasha or the Akrama, I don't know about that. If that would be true, that would even be more amazing. But certainly on a like Mikra level,
okay,
it's another example.
On what level of what is it? Could we see that stuff in terms of the steps in Kapara?
Very possible. Very possible. That would be true. I don't know.
I mean, it would just a different way.
Right. What I'm really saying is that this is an Ola type of Avodah Zarah. We may need that again. But no. For now. If we do, it'll be in a different place. Not the same. But thank you. But Ola, that's an Ola kind of Avodah Zarah is what I'm saying, rather than a Chatos kind of Avodah Zarah. and it integrates the Pshuto Shel Mikra issues with the Ramban's Ha'ara. So that's the reason I'm excited about it. Okay. And there might be other cases like this as well, but of course this is what I was trying to say about, you know, the difference between Amiras HaKarbonos. We say, you know, that's the learning the Karbonos is like bringing the Karbonos. That maybe a special din in Karbonos, not just in anything, you know, which is Shalom Noeg Bizman Azeh. We talked about that during the year a little bit, those happen to be around. There is, I think, such a view. There are others who expand the end of Menachos to include anything that is inaccessible, but it could be a special din in Karbonos. Within that, there may be a special din of Ola beyond the other Karbonos. The Gemara says it about all of them, but it could be this Machlokas, whether it's primarily an Ola thing, or applies to other Karbanos. Even if it applies to other Karbanos, it may be an Ola thing, you know, that applies to other Karbanos. Again, that would work very well with this theme of Ola. And by the same token, when it comes to the actual Amiras HaKarbanos, as we said in Pesukim Zimra, that's the Magen Avraham issue that I mentioned, we do say Ola prior to Chatos. So if you like the Magen Avraham's pshat about, you know, Mikufya and so on, or we're talking about a case where he doesn't have any Chatos, terrific. I'm not here to, you know, to start up with the Magen Avraham, but you know, if you want an alternative to the Magen Avraham, then I think, you know, this whole idea, this whole thrust, what we're saying about Yoledes, what we're saying about Karban of Avodah Zarah, what I wanted to suggest about Vidu Yom HaKippurim, that Ola is prior, all of these would be a different kind of Ola. Okay. Just a few other makoros on Ola being Mechaper, and then a few other quick, you know, concluding points for now. We talk about Rashi and Peh Tesem and Aleph. I'm sorry, yeah. No.
I think that Rashi there says that the actual
Krumah
is
Ola before. Yeah. Pashtus it is, with Psukim, it sounds like. Right. And Rashi
I
also.
Think Rashi
yeah, go ahead.
On
yeah, you have it?
Yeah, I think Krumah
is. Oh, okay, you can read it. You have it open?
Oh, he says there.
I haven't called anybody on all summer because we're trying to.
He says Khatas, he says Khasr Aleph, Shemek Shar Khatas, Shemek Shar Khatas.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So it's not only in the Mikra here; it's in the actual Akra. I think it fits in very nicely with this whole idea. Now, the question of Ola being Mechaper. So we talked about you know, how important this is and how the different formulations, difference between the Mechayev and the Kiyum, and you know what role it plays and what different types of Kapara, or is it just a quantitative difference, and so on and so forth. So Rashi and Peh Tesem and Aleph, we talked about the fact that Rashi, in explaining what seems to be a blanket statement in the Mishnah, that Chatas and Asher are Mechaper and Ola is not, Rashi says, no, what we mean is, Ola is not Mechaper like Chatas and Asher, you know, the Chamurim. So I just want to bring it to your attention that Rashi, on Nunam and Aleph, says something very similar. There are a bunch of other Gemara's over there. Let's look at the Sugan Nunam and Aleph talks about Tzafon, the need for Hakrava B'Tzafon, and whether or not you can, you know, you need to state that separately for Chatas, Asham, Ola, or you can derive, you know, one from two from the one, or the one from the two, which two. So the Gemara has a whole Shakla V'Tari. So in the context of that, there's an interesting Rashi. The Gemara says, "Amar Birmiya lo lichtav tzfona ba'asham b'teisani binyanav bechatas l'ma yochus akosve lav l'meimar d'davar l'amin behekesh ein chozer melabin b'binyanav." So the Gemara says, "Lifa meich teisani binyanav ba'ola mai tam la'asi shundikel mifrach mal ola sheken kolil chatas namikel mifrach mal chatas shem mechaperes al chayvi krisus chad mechad la'asya teisi chad mitarti." Right? Mehei tesi lo nichter rachmana ola v'tesi mechatas the asher malahanach shekain mechaprim, right, as opposed to ola. So on that Rashi says, ola legabe chatas v'asham loch shiva kapara asedi day kapara. Just to point out, Rashi again was bothered by the problem. What do you mean, Ola is not Mechaper? In comparison with Kaparas, Labin, by Chatas, and Asham, the Kapara of Essen by Ola doesn't count. and presumably Lavanita Glase as well. In other words, once again, either the Mechayiv of the Korban or the quality of the Kapara is just different. It's B'toras Doron. This is again Rashi and the Shitaso. Rashi thought Doron and Kapara are not a tart to the Sasri. On the contrary, Doron explains why the Kapara of Ola is different than Chatas. So this Rashi, I think, is L'shitaso of the Rashi on Peites, as well as on Avav Amidav. On the other hand, the idea that, you know, Ola's Mechaper does apply or is found in other contexts. I think a number of you brought to my attention the Rash on the Sifra in connection with the idea of Ein Smicha L'Goy. What was it? Do you know the number again? Where it is? In Tzav. Was it in Hay? Oh, it's in Vayikra, in the end of Vayikra. Yes. So the Rash there says that there's no Smicha L'Goy because Smicha is connected with the Koach Kapara. If you can find the language... That's a good makar. Smicha is connected with the koach kapara, and since there's no kapara, Goy has the, you know, has the akrava, but he doesn't have the kapara. Therefore, there's no smicha, and he specifically mentions the role of kapara. Yeah, you'll read the language. If you don't mind. Yeah. Ikdar kasa
b'smicha zakum b'taima dera b'shem shekisvus l'sam l'smok mizvad al chadas avam al chadas.
Yeah. So he's explaining the Akum. What's the Makar again? So what is it? Yeah. Hey, Dalid. Okay. So that's I think it's a very important Makar. And that, of course, but as I pointed out, it's important not only for Ola, and this is the question, you know, it also includes Shlomim. Right, the Vidui on Shlomim is considered a Mechaper. So again, getting back to the keeper below keeper issue, which unquestionably is part of the motivation for it. If it was only Ola, I would say, oh, the Rash L'Shitaso, I could still say Rash L'Shitaso. As we explained, the Rash's reading of the Torah's Kohanim was different than the Ramban's. It was to, you know, routinize, you know, the Kapara of Ola. The Rash's explanation of the Nirtzal Ola Chaper Olam. So the Rash there, the Rash here, Rash earlier, and this Rash work very well together. At the same time, the inclusion of Shlamim dilutes that a little bit. But again, the Keeper below Keeper applies to Shlamim too. The Rambam's Yirali is by Shlamim. It's by no means clear that everybody holds with the Rambam. I think some of you told me that you came to this Rash by the Frankel Rambam, right? And the contrast to Maaser Karbanos, the Chiluk of Shlomim, probably. So that's understandable, but that's an important marker. The Yerushalmi and Yuma also has a very interesting discussion. On the mission of Tshuva and so on, Echta v'Yashuv, Echta v'Yom HaKippur and Mechaper. So the mission talks about making all sorts of conditions, you know, kind of, you know, trying to manipulate the system, you know, in terms of kapara. It's a very fascinating topic. In either direction, you know, I'll sin, but I, you know, have the means to neutralize in my pocket, Yom Kippur, Tshuva, you know, what's the halacha then? And in the other direction, let's say I personally deny the koach of a kapara, just like we talked about, a person is mevayit be Yom Kippurim. I don't believe in Yom Kippur. Is Yom Kippur going to work for him? Right? Is Yitzumah Shoyom going to be Mechaper? It's one thing to talk about whether Yitzumah Shoyom is Mechaper for Enam Shavim, but let's say, you know, let's say he's not only Enam Shavim, but he's Mevayit B'Yom HaKippurim. Will that also work? So the Rishami has the discussion. Let's say a person says, anybody can get that? You can get on the computer, right? I think it's Ches Zayin in Rishami. So the Rishami has a discussion. What if you say, Ein Ola Mechaper. So if you say that, then Ola is Mechaper, because that's a mistake. But if you say Efshi Bekaparas Ola, right, so then you're waiving your prerogative. And he contrasts that actually with the Yom Kippur. Do you have it there? Anybody have it on the computer? Chazayim. Go ahead, Stephen.
Omer ain't all the mechaperas.
No. A homer ain't olam chaperas, or ain't olam chaperas a lie. It works because that's just the most of the way they explain it. It's not true. It's just false. Keep going. So Yom Kippur is different. So the again, that's not necessarily, by the way, mitzvah the Yom Kippur. Right, that's a different point. But he doesn't believe in the koach kapara of Yom Kippur. So this contrast between, waving your Yom Kippur, tshuva koach, and waving your ola, they're very similar, but is an interesting issue. The question is, which is the exception and which is the rule? Let's say you have a bring a korban chatas, and you say, I don't believe that this chatas, or I waive the chatas is kapara kapara. I want to bring korban chatas, but I want the kapara from it. Right? What will happen? Or asha. It could be it's exactly the same as ola and shiny yom kippurim. It could be that ola is about ritzui agavra. I don't know. I'm just speculating. There are two, I think, interesting things in the Yerushalmi. One is the Yerushalmi says clearly that ola is mechaper. And that if you're just, factually incorrect, you're just wrong. Ola is mechaper. Ola is mechaper. However, in terms of iefshi bekaparas ola, what would be iefshi bekaparas chatas, which is different than being mevai, bo, perhaps. And which is the rule, the Yom Kippur or that, and how does that reflect? So I think that's something, also an interesting mapa. In the kinnus that we read on Tisha B'Av, get a chance to talk about this one. There are a few references to Ola. One that stood out when I was reading them this year, but I know there are others, I just remember from other years, as in the one of Rabbi Lazar ben Rabbi Moshe Adarshan, 13th century Ashkenaz one. So that's the Tzion Ateres Tzvi.
Do you know which number of
what?
Which
number of in my kinnus it's 38. Lamed Ches. That's towards the end. In the Tzions, So Tzion Ateres Tzvi, Rabbi Lazar ben Rabbi Moshe Adarshan. So Al Mizbechech Amdu Kohanim Misharsim Bimo Zevach Ve'ola L'chaper Al Avonayich. Right? Unless you want to say that it's, the combination of Zevach Ve'ola. But the Pashtus, this is a strong statement about Ola, being a mechap. The Sugin Bechoro stuff, Chavav Min Aleph, the Bavli, so I should be able to have that here. Sugin Bechoros, Chavav Min Aleph, to Chavav Min Beis, talks about Gemara discusses the problem of, let's say you have to cut semer from a korban in order to investigate whether it has a mum. So what is the status of that semer? Are you allowed to use it or not? A tolish semer me ola tmima mavu. Tolish mikam adashari elet semer shenitlash me ola tmima mavu. Right? The chatos v'osham lo tivoylach. The kivin de la kapara asu lo mashulu. Now, the question of mashila is a practical question. Now, you get a delay in the bringing of the carbon, and that could lead to other problems like, Giza ve'avoda, and so on. It's very similar in some respects to the other problem which we should get back to, which is the question of mimashkina. As I say, you want to compile a list where we're mechalik between chatas and asham or any of the karbanos, right? So we talk about shkutei chutz, b'mechusar zman, this again kufyud beis, right? We're talking about mimashkinan, the Mishnah Nerech and Chafal Amun Aleph, and now there's this issue, question of Isra Hana for Tolush, Tzemer Shenitlash, the distinction between various karbanos. So the Gemara says, are we worried about mashi or not? But the that probably is more of a practical question here. But the formulation, ikar lav lekaparasi, odilma kiven ola nami mechaprase lo mashi. Ikar lo lekapara, but nami mechaprase. That just means that, you know, that isn't its primary purpose, but it is still part of the mechayev, or it means it's a kiyum, but there's no mechayev at all, or it means that even the kapara itself is a different kind of a kapara. It's a kapara sagavra, not a kapara of neutralizing the ma'is avera. Either way, the suffix or the language of the Gemara here is extremely relevant, you know, to our issue. Rashi here emphasizes that enem mevi'im osa alachet, there's no mechayiv, but again, from the language of the Gemara, you could also say that it's the quality of the kapara. The Rambam, by the way, posek, this is a misafek, and some of the Nosa Kelim are bothered by the fact that he wasn't poshet the safek, and it's very possible that, again, this might reflect in the Rambam, right, the idea that Ola itself is this in-between status, like we saw in Maisa Karbanos and elsewhere. You know, it is Mechaper and Essen, but it's not an Iker Mechaper. That's a very acute, maybe part of the Rambam's formulation. Daronhu, etc., comes partially from this Gemara in Bechoros. The question of Daron is also something to follow up, and there are other Bechoros which I'm not going to quote. I just want to mention the ones that are local, at least. Again, we already talked about the Ramban al Torah and Rashi and Dav Vavam Aleph and Tosis and Bavasar Dav Mem Kesam Aleph. The Knesset Rishonim has a few additional Makoros, and for sure are many more. He quotes here the Rosh and Nazir Dav Yutes, Ola Daron Bialmahi De'ena Mechaperis B'Shum Makom. That's one extreme. Like Tosis and Bava Basra, right? Ola Daron is mutually exclusive with the concept of kapara. Even kapara mikufya, which Tosin Bava Basra admits to, I don't know. But the Rosh and Nazir is a strong formulation. He has here a tshuva of the Arzarua, Chelek Aleph Simin Kufyat Beis, Hod Amar Perakamad Zvachim, Shavuos, Chavi Asei, Masa Tshuva, Eina Vizuzaz Mishama Tshamochlin, Lo, Hainu Shemochlin Gam Gufa Avon, She'ein tzarech lo tzom v'lo korban lehiskaper. Kedama rava ola doronu. Malshara veyoris miskaper in the market isle, the market isle, hayna akola sha'avar. Again, according to the Arzarua, it sounds like the din of doron, the din is that ola is a doron, and it's not mechaper at all. All you have is tshuva, there's no din of korban whatsoever. In other words, there's a makokas, whether Ola's mechaper or not, and if you hold Doron, that's mutually exclusive. Right. Sounds like the Rosh as well. On the other hand, for some strange reason, he only quotes the beginning of this and not the important part of Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva has a list of the various Chiyuvei Korban and their status in terms of Tshuva. For some reason, in the Knesset Rishonim here, he quotes the beginning part. Amar Abaseinu Kichatos Tovah L'Ashkogah V'Dav Shechayim Ozdon Akares. Here he has an important formulation which also appears in Tosfos Rid in a few places. U'mipnei Ovon Akares Kiravu. Meaning, it isn't just telling you, by the way, you know, which ones are subject to Korban Chatos, the ones that happen to have the Akares V'Nezid, but the Akares V'Nezid is a Mechayiv of a certain level of Ma'isa Avera, which, you know, is also directly, that's the litmus test of the Mechayiv of Chatos. But if you continue to read Rabbeinu Yonah in Chelek Dalet, in Shar Dalet Simen Vav, he adds Va'amar Azal. This we don't have it printed here. I just looked it up. Ola Mechaperes Al Mish Avar Al Mitzas Asay Achrei Hatshuva. That's consistent with what we know. Then he explains Ki Amnam. The skaper avono b'tshuva, the kapara is really sufficiently accomplished by the tshuva. Acha ola tosif al kaparaso, v'yosef lehitzratzos ba el Hashem yizbarach. That's not Doron after the tshuva. That is Ola, which completes the process of Kapara. That works very well, and again, B'Yosef Lehisratzosva, L'Hashem Yisbarach, that works very well with the Ramban's idea of being a Ritzui Hashem. He also quotes the Rashi Mishans that we already discussed on the Sifra, on the tour. Apagav da'asei da'osa tshuva rather mochlin mikufya elo kapara gemura ad sheyavi ha'ola. Again, this idea that there's a combination of tshuva and ola, and that ola maybe therefore is a different kind of kapara. Okay, so these are some of the other koros about Doron. We should also add to this, again, the language of the Gemara in Chulin, the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Hamad Beis, talks about the need for two makoros to teach you that a mumar cannot bring a korban. So the Gemara says, one is Me'am Aretz, the other is Ashel Ose Asenevich Kagavi Hashem. Gemara says, my benayu, what? This is Hamad Beis, right? Amrav Hamnuna, mumar lechol chela v'derudam, it's one, ikka benayu, chad v'chatas v'chad ba'ola, hutzrichi. Yashmi l'chatas v'shum de l'kaparahu, aval ola de doronhu, eima l'kabal minei, yashmi an ola v'shum de lav chiyuvahu, aval chatas de chiyuvahu, eima l'kabal minei. So of course, our two points to make here. Number one, again, this contrast between doron and kapara in the Gemara, and one would have thought that it would be a huge nafkamina in terms of kabbalah's karban mi mumar. Now again, if daron means that it's not in the kapar at all, so that's justified. If daron means that the nature of the kapara, right, is a kiyum rather than a chiyuv, that's still very much justified. The point is, it isn't the mechayev or the ikar part of the karban. If the nature of daron who is at the type of kapara is different than the type of kapara of chatas and asham, so then of course you have an important chiddush, and that is that mumar is mufka from, you know, one kind of kapara, but not from another kind of kapara, even though they're both concepts of kapara. Kapara sagavra maybe, yes. Kapara samaisa, no. One could have thought the opposite. The second part of the Gemara is saying, and maybe that's what they mean, that the difference is that Ola is never Mechuyev, whereas Chatos is Mechuyev. One would think, whenever it's a Chiyuv, we're more flexible. But what does the Gemara really mean here? Do they mean an Ola Snedava? Or do they even mean an Ola which is Mechuyev? I don't mean just a Neder. A Neder, you could say, is also something that you created, but it's not Mechuyev in its own right. But once you are Mechuyev Neder, that's one issue. And especially the kind of Ola which is really a Chiyuv Ola, right, let's say in the context of one of these situations where you have to bring an Ola. So would this line in the Gemara that maybe we should mechalik in Chatas and Ola be limited to cases of Ola that are really either Nadaba or maybe Eder? Not necessarily. It could be the idea is that once again that Chatas, even when you bring in that Ola, in other words, the Kapara part of it is not part of the Mechayiv. Right? It's a chiyuv korban, but it's not a chiyuv kapara. It's a kiyum kapara. And as far as that is concerned, there might be reason to be mechalek between, in the case of mumar, between ola and chata. So the Gemara in Chulin is very important. The Midrash Chinuch also listed these things in his discussion of tshuva shin samach dalet zikat tazayin, suggests that if you hold daron, you think that ola is not mechaper at all, and all you need is tshuva, and tshuva works 100%. It only works with tshuva, and tshuva works fully. If you think that there's some element of kapara saseh, it's because you don't believe in daron at all. And then finally, mimashkinan, again, I wanted to speak about more, but I don't think I'll have a chance right now. But just Elliot correctly brought to my attention, we talked about Tosas and Bava Masra, Mem Chesam and Aleph, saying that the difference, the reason that we're mimashkinan for Ola and Shlomim, say, and not for Chatos, Hashamos, is because of the Kapara component. Namely, one is Mechaper and the other is not. Therefore, you're motivated to bring one, and you're not motivated to bring the other. And the Ola is not Mechaper. And that's why the Tosas concludes that it's Bechaper Mikufia, but not Mikiva, and it's Doron, etc. But Rashi in Erchin on Chapal Chomet Aleph has a different pshat. But Rashi there says that people might not realize the kapara power of an ola. It's a practical question, namely Mashina. We're worried that they're not going to be motivated to bring it. Not because, in fact, kaparas ola and kaparas chatas asham are different, but because that's the ignorant, you know, mentality of the people. Obviously, if that's the case, that doesn't reflect a substantive difference. It just means that more people need to learn either Erchen or Svachim, etc., in summer, during the year, as the case may be. Okay, then finally, I want to talk, again, there's more to talk about in Ola, but I just want to talk about one other issue, which we alluded to, but which I think is important, comes up. The Rashash on Beis Amid Beis, and well-known Rashash, I think, has the following suffix. The Gemara, of course, Kambotzes Asachat Tishmar, you know, V'Nadarta. Gemara has a whole discussion about Neder and Nedava. That's the Gemara's way of explaining, you know, the principle of Shelo Lishma La'ola L'Bailam L'Shem Chov. Right? So you have to bring another one for Neder, and this one will turn into a Nedava. So the Rashash has the following suffix. He says, and let's say you had a kavana, let's say you have a korban, you have made a neder, and you're bringing your mafresh a korban ola to fulfill the neder. And now, when you are being makriv, this neder, you have machsheves l'shem nedava, not l'shem neder. Is that lo l'shma and lo ola b'ilam l'shem chova, and you have to bring another korban? Or no? If you have a ola l'shem shlamim or shlamim l'shem ola, as the case will be, right? So we know that you have to bring another one to fulfill your chiyuv. But is it considered a shinui hashem when you have a l'shem, you have a l'shma of nedava and a neder? That's really the question. Again, we talked about the Yeshiva Mekubetzes discussion. Let's say you have a nedava. Right? Let's say you have a lo lishma. Let's say you have a nedava, an ola nedava l'shem shlam. Right? So, do you have to bring another nedava, or it's okay for as a nedava? That's the Yeshiva Mekubetzes discussion. Then that partially depends on whether or not lo l'bayim l'shem chol is a psul. It also depends, and this is related to our question, to what extent is there a different shame, neder, nedava, in the heft of the korban? We talk about something being a neder or a nedava, but is that difference enough of a difference to qualify for shini hashem? And that's a dual question. Number one, how much of a difference, right, qualifies for shini hashem? How big a difference or distinction do you require? Secondly, how much of a distinction is the chalos, neder, versus nedava. In the case of ola, one could extend the question, right? There's olas chova too. So you have olas chova, olas neder, olas nedava. Let's say it this way. You have chatos, right? And this is partly the Rashash's formulation of the question. If you have a chatos, so we paskin, Raman paskins, that Chatas Chelev, L'shem Chatas Dam, is Shinui Hashem. Right? On the other hand, Todas, you know, one Toda for another Toda doesn't seem to be Shinui Hashem. I raise the question, is there some difference between, you know, two get out of jail free cards, or getting out of jail and being Holech Layam? You know, I think it's interesting issues, but let's say the Rashash assumes that Toda, l'shem Toda, Toda X, l'shem Toda Y, that's not Shini Hashem. Chatas Chelev for Chatas Dam, that is. Actually, Chatas Chelev 1 for Chatas Chelev 2, that's tricky. That's the Sugya and Krisus, Kav Zayin, and the Rambam in Chicago's Per Gimel, and Osei Kelim. Well, what exactly is the Rambam's view on that matter? So what he's saying is, and let's say you have Ola, right? You have olas chova, olas neder, olas nadav. To what extent do we look at these three, or any of the three, or two of the three, as being a sufficient shinui hashem? So as I say, there are universal questions here, like how much shinui do you require for shinui hashem? That's the common denominator. But obviously, once again, the specifics are very important. Is it possible to be mechalek when it comes to this issue? Just to highlight it this way, again, a line of the round. When it comes to chatos, about which we say there's no chatos lachar afrasha, badai, there's not even, you know, two maisa beiras of the same sort. So shalom be'el and achad, you have to bring two chatos. Chatos is very specific. It's about kapara, it's about kaparas amaisa beira. Right? Not even the sugo aveira. And therefore, according to the Rambam, it's possible that even chatas dam and chatas dam, you know, is shinui hashem. Certainly chatas chelom and chatas dam. Different chalos. But toda, maybe, is a general kiyum. Toda. And what triggers it, maybe, just triggers it. That's what it is. It's no chalos. You know, one jail break from another jail break. Maybe not even yordei ayam. And, you know, chola, shenisrape. I think it's an interesting question. It's a fascinating question. Mm-hmm. But maybe no. What about ola? Ola's chova, the different olos, let's say. Mitzora and Nazir, right? Or the chovas vis-a-vis neder. No, neder is a chova too, but it's not. It's a chova which is created as opposed to a chova in the context of a certain status. And relating to both of them, what about olas nadava? Right? Like, what about tamid and nadava, or tamid and neder? Are these shini hashem or not? Certainly could be mechalik. Again, you might be mechalik between olas nazir and olas mitzora. They're both chiyuvim of a different sort, or tamid and nazir. At least these are questions. These are questions to raise. So the Rashash doesn't raise all of them, but he does speak about chatas and speaks about toda in the opposite extreme, and he raises the question: what about olas chova and olas nadava? I think a lot of achronim talk about this question. The reason it interests me right now—it's again a question which in its own right is interesting—is based on our analysis of ola. Might we not say that just like the Gemara had the Hava Mina, you know, maybe even lachar shchita, or perhaps if not that, lachar afrasha, multiple essen? That's if the idea of the ola is that it's a specific mechaper, albeit on kalin, then probably, you know, it makes sense to treat it like chatos. Unless you say, leave it at that. On the other hand, if you say, oh, it's a kiyum in the ola, but it's not the mechayet, you know, it's a small part of the, and it's not just the difference between a kiyum and a mechayet, it's in ikaro balazet, not just in a mechuyah mishumzet. Or, especially if you say that its role as a mechaper is midin, its status is a doron, it's all about kolol Hashem and ratzui Hashem, and that's how it's mechaper too. So then you might say that more than other karbanos, or like toda maybe, all olos are interchangeable. Or at least some olos are interchangeable. Is there a difference between neder, chalos nedava, right? What do we mean by these terms? Again, I was speaking facetiously a little bit last night about Reb Chaim's discussion of tefillas tashlumin and whether, you know, tefillas arvis rishus is a, you know, refers to the chovas hagavra or to the chefs shel tefillah. But it is an important question, both in tefillah and in karbanos. When we talk about an olas nedava, right, or an olas neder, opposite ways, what are we saying? Are we just talking about the chova to bring it, the chovas hagavra, or are we talking about the character of the karban itself? So I'm just suggesting that in light of our discussion of ola, right, it makes sense to think that there might be a difference. Now, that difference could express itself in two opposite ways, by the way. Our instinct, I think, would be that it should express itself in being generic. An ola is an ola. Just like the Miri said, you know, it can work lachar misa sabal, because it isn't any specific assay anyway. And even if you were to mafare a particular assay, getting back to the Rajba Mishnah Melech discussion, oh, you're a mummer on this particular asay or the Pinyan Shua, maybe there's no chalo, it just doesn't register that way. Ola is about Ritzui Hashem. It takes care of S and Mimela, but it never targets the S. It's always generic. That's one way to say it. And then the ease with which you move from, you know, one Ola to another is going to be more flexible than other Kabanos. It also can end up having the opposite effect. Because Ola is so kind of generic, so it's more chameleon-like. You know, it can take on, you know, Ola's Mitzorah is a Mitzorah halacha, and Ola, Achatas is Achatas. And, you know, it's just a question of what triggers. I'm not sure that's true either. I mean, again, especially, you know, if you talk about you could say the Kapara, the specific Kaparas, that's part of the question of Shini Hashem. But, and certainly we're talking about the Chatos, Chatos, where the Chet is more dubious, right? This is a question. But all I'm suggesting is that the Ola being more general, you know, also makes it more chameleon-like. So that, you know, Ola's Mitzorah is an Ola, Ola is a Mitzorah Halacha, Ola's Yoled is a Yoled is Halacha, etc. Either way, there's something to look out for. So just a few quick makaros on this topic. Going back to something that we've seen already, and that is the Gemara Menachos on Peites and Peites. The Gemara Menachos tells us that what happens if you have Shinui Hashem and a Tamid Shel Boker L'inyan Shnei Gezirin. Right? That was an interesting Shaka Mataria. The Tosis there in the Tzadi Aleph. The Gemara has this discussion between Abaya and Rav Abba. Tamid shel shachar sheshachtu shelo lishma yeton shnei gezirin b'koin echad sh'im yata omechein paslaso. Tamid shel ben arbayim sheshachtu shelo lishma yeton shnei gezirin b'shnei koanim sh'im yata omechein paslaso. Inochanami elam Abaya chad minayu nokan. Rababa Amar Bishlam Mahanach Olas Ninu Ilo Chazi Olas Chova Korvi La Olas Nedava. So this idea of Ilo Chazi La Olas Chova Korvi La Olas Nedava, right? It seems to be an interesting issue. Can you transition into Olas Nedava from Olas Chova La Inyan Lo Lishma? Again, it's a little bit of a different case. Here's a case where you're already ruined, but you're already somewhat posel the original, the Korban Chova, and you have to bring another Korban Chova. Now, you had a Tamid, it was Lo Lishma, so you have to bring another Tamid anyway. The question is, in going forward, but it's all about Lashem Chova, but it's Kosher. The question is, what about Shnei Gezirin, etc.? Or can you say, no, it's now a Tamid, it's now, I'm sorry, a Nedava. That doesn't mean, in the Rosh Hashanah's case, for example, that if you had a real Olas Chova, and you had Kavana L'Shem Olas Nedava, right, that would be nothing, that would be meaningless, that, you know, that would be considered one Chalos Shem Ola, not sufficient to transform, or to trigger the Halacha of the Ola L'Bayim Shem Chova. But at minimum, the debate between Rav Abba and Abaya, whether or not a Olas Chova, right, can so easily, you know, be, you know, redefined as an Olas Nedava, is important. The Tosfos Rid in Beitza, in Chaf Amud Beis, speaks about a person who brings a Olas Re'ia, Kodem Zmano. So what happens to that? So he says, no, listen, you did the wrong thing. You don't fulfill the mitzvah of Olas Re'ia because it's too early. But it turns into an Olas Nedava. Not all Rishonim necessarily agree with that. Now again, the circumstances of these transitions might be different, but at least the issue is one that's being joined generally, and that is, how big is the gap between Olas Chova and Olas Nedava? Again, it can also be Mechalik, between the different cases. Tosis here on Daud Amud Beis has an interesting formulation that some of the Akronim picked up on. Tosis here says, V'yeshna lachar misa. Tosis says, let's say you have two olas or two shlamims, right? And you were mafresh, you only wanted to mafresh one. But you brought two animals, and, you know, kabel akrayas for one akraba. So the one that you end up using that is kosher is the one that is the fulfills the obligation. Question is, what do you do with the other? So Tosa says, well, that's just like we have the principle Mosar, which we'll talk about in Asha. Mosar Chatas is an Ola, or the Rod Shi Stai Yapil Damav, right? Ola Sadama, right? So too, and we have the same idea in Asham. Asham, you could actually even B'dieved, B'makriv, the animal as an Ola. But just like we have that concept, so it's also true that if you bring two olos to fulfill your achrayas and you end up fulfilling one, then the other one can end up being an ola. You can bring it b'toras nedava. So some of the achronim ask, why do we need to quote mosar chatas or mosar asha? And even have an asham or even more so chatas, and you know you're not using it for that sake. So, in order to explain that it gets converted into an ola, right, we need to talk about Mosar, that din. But here you have an ola. You brought two olas, right? Only one achiv. So the other ola is mimela, a nadava. You have to quote the halacha of Mosar chatas or Mosar asha. The implication seems to be that there's a chalos, shame, right? Again, this is what Achronim pointed out, I think it's correct. There's a chalos shame, olas chova. And olas chova is different than olas nadava. Therefore, the only way to convert olas chova into olas nadava is to quote, well, if there's mosar chatas, and there's mosar asham, there's mosar ola too. But it isn't just that, bechlal, every ola, olas chova, is also olas nadava. Again, the Rambam, when he talks about, you know, in Mekabel Karbonos Min Akum, in Maisa Karbonos Paragimel, talks about the fact that, let's say, an Akum were to send in a Korban Ola Yoledes. Right? So, in Mekabel Mimena. So, again, some Achronim point out, what do you mean in Mekabel Mimena? Why not just say, obviously, it doesn't have any meaning as an Ola Yoledes. Let it be an olas nedava, an akum. We do accept this karbanos ola, right? Part of the reason that we do is because it isn't so focused on kapara and so on. So let his olas yoledes be an ola. Once again, it seems this is again a slightly different question. You'd be mechalik to the question of what constitutes a lack of lishma. You know, when can you convert a karban? You know, when you don't have any. You know, the initial use doesn't apply anymore. There's a third question. Right? To begin with, there's no meaning for an akum of olas yoledes. When he sends in an olas yoledes, you know, is that better or worse, you know, than when a Yisrael does? Or is, but certainly the common denominator also could be, is there a shame olas yoledes? Or yoledes has to also bring an ola? That's a different matter. Partially this connects to our Gemara. Like Gemara in Hamad Beis talks about the Yarshim being miskaper by means of a korban that is brought, korban ola that is brought lachar misa, right? So the Gemara says, "Hi yolda baneha mi yoldu." But the Gemara is not sure. It seems like there are 2 days in the Gemara whether or not that's considered ola lachar misa or not. But depending on whether the Yarshim have kapar mikufya, kapar mikiba, etc. But the assumption of the Gemara seems to be that if something was hufrash. L'shem olas yoledes, right? There's a chalos olas yoledes. Again, that could be worse than the case of Akum, because, again, maybe for Akum there's no chalos to begin with. But this Isha was mafresh, this Ola, l'shem olas yoledes. Now that she died, so, you know, transitioning it or converting it into a regular olas nedava is no big deal, in which case there should be any problem. Or no, it has that shame. It's an unrealized shame, and therefore we can say things like, you know, and he yolda, but now he yoldu. Okay. And finally, that gets back to the question we spoke of before about Shkutei Chutz. Rashi explained when it came to Shkutei Chutz But the reason that the Mishnah says that Chatas and Asham are different than Ola and Shlamim, and that if it's Mechusar Zman, that will be Koveya, that it's not considered Roy the Pasach Ol Moed, as far as Chatas and Asham are concerned, right? But it won't be Koveya with regard to Ola and Shlamim. So Rashi says, because the Ola and the Shlamim, it's Mechusar Zman, so what? So let it be Nadava. Erboim b'neder u'b'nadava. And the Rambam has a different pshat. Rambam says, oh, because it's Daron, it's not Bala Ika Kapara, or in the case of Nazir, the Chatas and the Asher Mar Ma'akev, not the Ola, right? That's the discussion we have. So again, once again, it seems, could be Mechalik, in terms of Roy, Pesach, Ol Moed, and other things, what constitutes the ease of conversion, you know, from Chova to Nadava. And if there is an ease of conversion, so then we don't have to relate to it. It's not that, Mechusar Zman applies to all of these things. However, the role that they play is such that, you know, either the Mechusar Zman doesn't apply or doesn't apply the same way. Rather, what looks like a Mechusar Zman by virtue of Nazir, Mitzorah, etc., you know, is really misleading. It's an illusion, because what you really have is Betoras, a generic Ola, let it be an Adama. And that conversion is more easily accomplished. Okay, let's move on to Asham. Start with Asham. We won't go too long today, but we'll at least begin. So let's start with our Mishnah on Beis Amud Aleph. We've already raised the question, but let's look at it again very quickly. Our Mishnah on Beis Amud Aleph says that Kol HaZvachim Shenis B'Shal V'Shman Ola B'Aylam Shem Chova, with the exception of Pesach and Chatas. And Rabbi Lazar says Asham too. Chatas is Baal Achet, Asham is Baal Achet, and therefore there's no reason to discriminate between them. If in Chatas, being Baal Achet is Ma'akev, the Lishma, the Kashrus of the animal as well, so it should have that effect when it comes to Asham too. Good. So Rabbi Lazar seems to be taking a stance based on two assumptions. Right? One is that, roughly speaking, either directly or as a shiur, it's still not so clear, right? What's koveya with regard to ikuv lishma is bal hashem kapar. That's number one. Again, either directly or the shiur, the kind of korban that it is, etc. Secondly, that the kapara of asham and the kapara of chatas are either identical, or if not identical, very similar. But there's no fundamental discrepancy between kaparas chatas and kaparas asha. And since kapara is koveya, and the degree of kapara is similar, maybe there's a quantitative difference, but it's small, it's certainly not a qualitative difference. So then, whatever we say by chatas, we should say by asha. What's important is to figure out how far Rabbi Lazar goes with the principle of kachatas ka'asham. That I have to give you more about Rakobos on. We're not going to get to that today. We'll get to that hopefully on Monday. But kachatas ka'asham, does even Rabbi Lazar admit that there are differences between chatas and asham? I mean, there are some physical differences between chatas and asham. Are they completely irrelevant to the character of the korban, or even to its character as a mechaper? In other words, does Rabbi Lazar, kachatas ka'asham, does he concede any differences? In which case, what we're saying here is, there may be differences, but the differences are not significant enough for this halacha. I mean, the overlap here is more important than the differences. Or no, he basically is committed, kachatas ka'asham, all the way, with the exception of things which, you know, no one can argue. I mean, the din of zrika, of chatas, you know, lamala michuta sikra. As we said, the idea of chatos pnimios, the idea that chatos pnimios define chatos chitzonios as well. Part of the resolution of some of the pirchas are mal chatos, you know, shekain dama nichnas, you know, lifnim, the psul of dam nichnas lifnim. But lamala michuta sikra, the arba karnos, the zrika beetzba. You know, shirayim, you know, Shvichas Shirayim being mentioned explicitly by Chata, all these things are undeniable. Right? Abulazar doesn't deny them either. They're factually different. Arba Zrikos as opposed to Shayim Shein Arba. These are undeniable, but Abulazar will say about all of them that they're of limited significance. Anything that's an open question, Kachatas Kasha. And that's what he's saying here. Or no. You can find that this is Machlokas Rishonim. Even Rabbi Eliezer agrees that the other chinukim reflect differences and more differences. Nonetheless, le'inyan, certain devarim, the overlap is sufficient. Now, the gap between Rabbi Eliezer and the Tanakhama is not as great. It's in the other direction, what do the Tanakhama hold? The Tanakhama hold that all things being equal, chatas and osham, you know, are very different. Or they agree with Rabbi Eliezer that kachatas ka'asham and that many dinim of asham overlap chatas. They just think that just as it's undeniable that the dine zrika are somewhat different, right? So that small difference, whatever it is kovea here, and maybe in a few other contexts as well. In other words, of the two assumptions of Rabbi Lazar, that kapara determines for lishma, either directly or indirectly, A, and B, that when it comes to kapara, asham is either identical or similar enough to chatas, the Chachamim could disagree with one or both of the assumptions. They could say either this has nothing to do with Kapara. If it did, we would concede. But, for example, Pesach is also included, and Pesach is not a whole different halacha. So, it's not about Kapara. Lu Yitzuyer was about Kapara, we might agree. Or, and, the saying is, it's true that Asham is Mechaper and Chatas is Mechaper. They're not Mechaper in the same way, just like the Gemara says in Nunam and Aleph, right? Well, Chatas is Mechaper on Chaim Krisus. Hashem isn't that. And, again, raising the question of the Shita Mekubetzes on Pei Tesom and Aleph, how come when the Mishnah wanted to differentiate between Chatas and Ola, it said Shekein Chatas, Mechaper or Baratze, as opposed to Ola, why didn't they say the same thing about Hashem? Again, the Shita Mekubetzes answered, well, Hashem is also Mechaper, as we said, is food for thought. Both going back to the question and understanding and assimilating, you know, the answer. Meaning what we're saying is that when it comes to kapara, there is no difference, so the difference is really slight and quantitative. Or are we saying that while asham belongs with chatas vis-a-vis ola, in terms of its kapara, there's still a huge difference between chatas and asham. And that some of the differences, you know, that we have to agree to, reflect that. For example, when the another approach to the problem, I think Ravelvo says this somewhere, maybe Al-Attar, another approach to the problem of Shvichas Shirai. Again, the Gemara, the Mishnah, where's my eyes? The Mishnah says that, why is it that Chatas Kodem La'asham? Trouble of finding pay test of Aleph or two of the Machos. Kolam Kurdish Mechaver Kurdam is Chaver Dam, Chatas Kurdam the Dam Olam, Beneshu Maratza, Evore Ola Kurdam the Evore, Emure, Chatas Shu Kalil, Chatas Kurdam in the Asham, Beneshu Dama, Nitan the Dalit Kronos, Al Hayasot. So Dalit Kronos we know, that's certainly different. This is Kurdam Zikra. As is Etzba. Again, it's interesting that they quote some and not the other. What's this Ali Yisod? So as I mentioned, Rashi says it refers to Shvichas Shirayim. Shita Mekubetzes says, well, that applies to Asham too. Unless you say that the answer is one is Mefurish Bakra, the other is not Mefurish Bakra. Right? Shvichas Shirayim uba'asham lo matzinu shenemru, which is what Rashi seems to be saying. Why do we care? So why indeed do we care? So I was suggesting the other day that again, the fact that Torah Shabbat explicates, it's a chatas halacha that is exported to Asham. That shows is that chatas is kodem la'asham. The only reason Asham has this halacha is because of kachatos ka'asham. But the fact that chatos is the anchor or the, you know, the again the Platonic form of shvichas shirayim, that itself reflects kedima. There is a question of the girsa here. Matan arba shvichas matan arba al hayisod, or matan arba ve'al hayisod. So there's a whole discussion. The Grizz suggests that maybe there's a relationship between these two things, and that the issue is what is considered the yisod. The yisod is the actual base of the mizbeach, or the yisod is determined by the chiyuv zrika. Because if you have a chiyuv lemala, right, so that just changes the whole way that you look at the yisod. The yisod is anything under the chuta sikra, or the yisod is the yisod. And what's the nature of shvichas shirayim? These are different ways to explain what's going on in Mishnah to solve this problem. What I thought one could suggest is that this also may be connected to the Shita Mekubetzis' question. And Shita Mekubetzis said, one has to say the difference between chatas and asham is kapara. And the answer, oh, the discrepancy isn't great enough. Maybe that's exactly what the Mishnah is telling us. That's what you say about the difference between chatas and ola, you know, the role of kapara is different. It's fine to say bola chaper, referring to the mechayiv, or the ikar status, or if you mean that one is a doron and the other is a mechaper, or one is kapara sagavra and the other is kapara samaisa, it's fine. When you want to explain the difference between chatas and asham, you have to be more subtle. Even if you want to explain the difference on the level of kapara. So one of the things that you may want to point to as a siman to show you that kaparas chatas is different than kaparas asham is the fact that the zrika, which is the yisod of kapara, is different. Is it a coincidence that the zrika of chatas is lamala and the other thing's lamata? You know, that one is yisod? How you define yisod? Is it a coincidence that one is arba karnos and the other is beisheim arba? Is it a coincidence that one is Zrika Be'etzba, the other is Zrika Be'kli? These themselves reflect on the same principle of Ritzui, the Kapara. In which case, we're not saying that they're identical when it comes to Kapara at all. We're just finding subtler ways to express that distinction. So this is the question. Put in another way, right? For example, just the Gemara has the Shaka V'Tarya here on Hayom and Aleph. Let's stick to our local sugyas first, or we branch out. Gemara says, Barnes is very bothered by this problem, right? Again, why isn't Rav Elazar right? You know, there's no neder unedava when it comes to asham, just like there's no neder unedava when it comes to chatas. So why shouldn't you say, like chatas, that shalol shma is pasul? Shidu Kubetzis has a whole discussion. What do we mean? Neder v'nedava. You know, maybe there is something like that in Asham, etc. That whole discussion is very important. But this is the Shaka V'Tarya of the Gemara. So the Gemara considers the possibility of saying, well, one you should say about Asham, one of two extremes. Right? Either you should say, like Chatos, that's going to be Ma'akev, Lolishma. Or maybe if you can't say that because it's a special, there's a Kasu. You know, chatos hi below asham, which by the way is what the Grizz, right, zeroed in on. The Grizz said that in the piece in, you know, the page number, I forget it already, but the piece in Psulei HaMikdashim, when he talked about the Darm Dav Mem Ches, he said, like, you know, if it's because of the Koach Kapara, there being no generic, and it's Shana Lakas of La'akev, there should be no difference between chatos and asham. If there is, it's Exeris HaKasuv, nothing more. So the point of the Gemara seems to be, well, if it's a Gzeiras HaKasuv, one would have thought, if not for the Gzeiras HaKasuv, one of two things. Either it should be exactly like Chatas and Bimake, or it should be exactly the opposite. Namely, you should say that it's also all about Labailim. Ashom, like Chatas, is all or nothing. If it can't be nothing, let it be all. That's a very strange Havami. But one which highlights the connection between Chatas and Ashom. So, for example, if you take the Rambam view and it's a Chatas Chelem and Chatas Dam, right, are Shinui Hashem. So, will we say the same thing? I think it's either way a question, you know, about different Ashams. Asham Mitzara, Asham Nazir, Asham Shivcha Charufa, and Asham Me'il. Is that like Chelev and Dam? If you hold that the Rambam thinks even Chelev and Chelev, so will you say this the equivalent in Asham Nazir and another Asham Nazir? I don't know the answer to the question, we just don't have the information. I know that that's a good way, theoretically, to pose the question. So I think what we need to do is take a step back. On the one hand, as I said, we know that there are differences. We know that even in some of the cases where the question is to evaluate whether those differences are limited to where they are or they characterize the different karbanos. We also know that there are parallels. The question is whether those parallels, you know, are misleading kachatas ka'asham, their gzeres hakasuvs. But on the contrary, like we said, shvichas shirayim, we learn from chatas, you know, because of the universal overlap that they share in common, or because there's a din chatas and an asham, but it comes from chatas, which actually means that asham and chatas are so different. Right. These are the questions. So what I'd like to do is just briefly, you know, examine this. The chipper lo and nislak lo, ein obav and nedav and nedava. These things are similar, but to assess both the similarities and the differences. So let's just formulate a couple of things, and then we'll continue with this and try to finish it off to the best of our ability going forward. Let's just look at some of the marmakomas that I did give you. Firstly, the parsha. It's interesting to note that in Vayikra, the Torah deals with Asha. But there are several noteworthy ha'aras to make. Number one, the phrase asham is used even when it's not in connection with the real carbon asham. Right? Some of the Ola V'yoreds in the beginning of Parakeh are characterized with the language of asham, even though they're really chatos. The real ashamos begins in Parakeh, which is why in Mar Makomos I just wrote Parakeh of Vayikra. Okay? I was in a hurry, but in this case, it was intentional. Right? The pasuk, the parak is divided into two, Chatos Olav Yored and Real Hashamos. There are 26 psukim in the parak. Right? So till pasuk Yud Gimel, we're really not dealing with Asham. We're dealing with Korban Olav Yored. Which Korban Olav Yored are we dealing with? Shvuah Sa'edus. That doesn't specifically use the language of Asham, but it's in the context. Nefshki Sechta V'shama Kolala Hu Eda Ra Yada Em Lo Yagid V'nasa V'ono. I'd love to know why there's no phrase Asham. I wish there was, to be honest, but there isn't. That's what's important. It's in the Parsha where everything else is characterized as Asham. I think it would be a perfect example of what I'm going to try to point out in a minute, but for some reason it isn't. Then, O nefesh ashatiga b'chol davar tamei, O b'nivos chaya tamei, O b'nivos behema tamei, O b'nivos sheretz tamei, nel mimenev hu tamei ve'ashein. Not a korban asham, but ve'ashein. O ki yiga b'tumas adam, kol ashayit mabav, v'nel mimenev hu yadav ve'ashein. O nefesh kisi shava, that's tumas mikdash v'kadashav. O nefesh kisishava levatei b'sasayim laharao lahotiv shuas bitui v'chol asher yivatei adam b'shuva v'nal mimenu b'hu yadav v'ashem la'achas me'ele v'ho ki yesham Achas Meila, Bisvada Shachata Aleha. This already may refer also to Shuas Edus. Behavius Hashem Al Hashem, Al Chatasa Shachata, Nekeva Menatzon Kisvot Siras Izim Lechata. It's a Chatas. The Chiper Alev Akoin Lechatasa. Himos Agia Yodo De Se, Behavius Ashamo Ashachata, Shtei Sar Moshne Bine Yon Al Hashem, Echad Chatas Viachad Eola, Behavius Amal Akoin, the kriv esa shel chatas rishona malakas rosho, and so on. He's a sadam. The chippa lava coin bichataso. Imo sadika sasi gadol shtei sarim shtei bayayona. Then you bring a sirus aefa salus lachatas. Ki chatas hi. Chatas hi. Next pasuk. The chippa lava coin chatasa shachata meachas meenam nisaka vaisa la coin kimenach. All I'm saying is, not Asham, but the Ashem, Ashmaso, right? It's specifically mentioned with regard to Tumas Vikdash Vikadashav and Shuas Bitui, not mentioned with regard to Shuas Eidos, but the total Parsha dealing with all of these carbon oliviorates keeps calling them the Ashem or Ashmai or Hevias Ashamo. It's also perfectly clear from the Psukim that this is not an Asham, it's a Chatas. What's going on? Then you have the transition to what we call the real Hashemos. Real Hashemos are Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vaydabra Hashem al Moshe Leimor. It starts with a different parasha and a different dibur. Nefesh kisimo mal mi'ila. V'chata v'shkoga mikatshe Hashem v'hevias Hashemo la Hashem. Here already Hashemo refers to the Chetza Shal Korban, not the Gabra being Hashem, but the Korban is Hashemo. Ayil tamim minatzon. So it is characterized a little differently. The erkacha kesef shkalim, one of the characteristics of Asham is most of them have shnei shkalim. The shekel hakodesh la Asham, esa shachata min hakodesh, yishalim yeschem yishisoy yosef alav, seif alav, nasan lakoin, akoin yichaper, be'el Asham, then yislachlo. Again, it's called an Asham. That's one. Second, im nefesh kisech tov yosef achas mekomet sa Hashem, asher lo yosef asenev yad, lo yadav Hashem v'nasa avono. That is the carbon of Asham Talui, the heavy ayal tamim and atzam berkachal Asham, for a coin, the keeper of a coin, al shagas asher shagag, vole adav nisach of Asham, who Asham, Asham, la Hashem, right? All sorts of different, you know, permutations of the word Asham when it comes to Asham, 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 sorry, Asham Talui. Okay. Vayidav Hashem al Moshe Leimar, nefesh kisechta mal amal ba Hashem, the kichesh v'amisa b'pikadon b'suvas yad b'gazel asher kesamisa is what we call shuas apikadon or asham zelos amotz aveda v'kichesh v'nishba al sheker alachas v'kala shayasa adam lachto b'hena lachto, but that's a verb, right? The korban is asham v'yoki sechta ki yecheta, sorry, v'ashem v'heshev v'sak zel asher gazel oshek asher oshek sapikadon asher hafkadita o asaveda asher matza o mikala shayishav alav al sheker Shinmos of Rosha Chamishaso Yosef Alav LaAsher Holo Yitneno B'Yom Hashmaso Es Hashemo Yavi LaHashem Ayil Tamim Hashem Ala Kohen V'Chiper Alav V'Nisach Lo LaAshma Ba. End of Parsha. Of course, we have, there are other Hashemos. The Hashemos, the common context of the other, you know, the multiple Karbanos. So those are the other type. So the question is several fold. Number one, what is the significance of this new category, Korban Asham? Number two, what about the spillover between Chatas and Asham, using Chatas language in Asham, Asham language in Chatas, specifically in the Olav Yoreds, and in such close proximity? Is there a relationship between the various Ashamos? Maybe there are two types, as I mentioned. Is there a relationship between them? In particular, Asham Talui is very significant. So Asham Talui, you know, provides us with like a very unique opportunity. The other Ashamos are triggered by a particular Maisa Aveira, or a particular Maisa, right? Ila, I would say Asham Shivka Charufa, Asham Gzelos. But Asham Talui, as we know, could turn out to be nothing. Safek Agavra. Hashem Tolu is right smack, that's why I meant to emphasize it as I did, right smack in the middle of the Parsha of Hashem. How significant is that in characterizing Hashem generally? So we have several questions, right? We have several questions about the nature of Hashem. But let's zero in on that point. Let me make it just clear what I want from this in light of our discussion of Ola. Right? We had Ola, we had Chatos. Right? The Gemara highlighted it by asking the question of Lachra Frasha and multiple Essen and so on. And we explained that Chatos is oriented towards the Maisa Aveira, each specific Maisa Aveira. It's very possible that Ola is a different kind of a kapara, qualitatively, both in terms of the role that it plays within its karban, chayev, ikar, and even more so, right, the focus on Ritsuya Gavra as opposed to Maisa, maybe there isn't a sufficient Maisa Vera to begin with, or if it was, this wouldn't be the way to zero in on it, it's Hirhureya Vera, and so on. Now, on the surface, Asham is more like Chatos, right? Our specific Maisim, you know, rather than sort of general, vague, nebulous, amorphous, you know, principle. Not Hirur, it's not Essen, you know, it's not NES, it's not Lach, it's not Glasse even. Right? It's particular actions that you do, very, very specific. Maybe it's too specific to compare it to Chatos, at least our principles. Right? We have a few examples of Chatos. But again, chatos are, roughly speaking, as we know, you know, two types, maybe three types. Right? The ones that are defined by a particular type of aveira, you know, zdono, kares, and skila, that's the norm. And the ones that are, again, part of a multiple group of karbanos, the nazir, the mitzoras, the nachshonen, you know, something different, where you have to struggle to figure out where, is there even a chet? The Gemara says, maybe it's an ola, really. But it isn't, but it is, but it isn't. Right? Touching on some of these issues. And Hashem has that, you know, aspect too. But even on the specific part, on the one hand, it's way far from Ola. It's not exactly like Chatos. It's too specific for Chatos. It's, you know, very targeted, unlike Ola. We also know that while Chatos is, again, a very inflexible karban, reflected by the Lishma of our Psak, and, again, has very singular features, and Chatos, you know, the five Chatos, you know, Vlad Chatos, Turas Chatos, Chatos Shemes Balao, etc., there's nothing you can do about them. We also know that Asham is much more, on the one hand, it seems to have parallels, right? Kol hecha de katos, mesos, Asham is roe. That's a parallel. That puts Asham in the katos camp. On the other hand, there's a huge difference between mesos and roe. Are we going to say, oh, well, special din, special alacha moshim sinai, katos is mes, but, you know, Asham is roe. It looks different, but it's an illusion. Or should we be more impressed with the outlet, the flexibility of Roa, than we are with the parallel to Chatos? Maybe the convertibility of Asham, right, may characterize it as being fundamentally different than Chatos. Moreover, what it turns into, which is Ola, right, implies a certain strong identification between Ola and Chatos. Now, Hashem Talui is not, you know, necessarily the linchpin of all of this, but at least in one direction, as I said, it certainly could be crucial. Hashem Talui of the ones in the Parsha stands out, because it's not Baal on a specific head, it's Baal Safek Chatos. And, for example, if you bring in Hashem Talui, then you figure out that, indeed, you violated the Chatos, you have to bring a Chatos, as we know. But that doesn't mean that Jerashim Talui, Gulay Muslim Afreya, was Chulin Bazara either. Jerashim Talui is a very fascinating halacha. put it that way. And the point is, it's impossible to say about Hashem Talui that it's a korban which is brought, triggered by, or brought to neutralize a Ma'isa Aveira. Because Nimarusha, the Ma'isa Aveira needs, if you accomplish the Ma'isa Aveira, you need a Chatas, even after you brought the Hashem Talui. And if you didn't, then there is no Ma'isa Aveira. And we still don't consider it to be Chulin Bazara. So what does Asham Talui tell us about Asham? Possibly. That while Asham is triggered, right, by very specific circumstances, right? And that makes it different than Ola. It's not about your general relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a specific experience or event that triggers the Asham. But nonetheless, notwithstanding the illusion that Asham, like Chatos, is Mechaper, a Maisa Avera, maybe Asham relates also to Kaparas Agavra. But Kaparas Agavra connected with a particular action, and general Kaparas Agavra perhaps, right, reflected by that particular flaw. In that sense, Asham Talui would be a good, you know, anchor, let's say, to the Parsha of Asham, because what is Asham Talui? As Ramban himself explains in Vayikra, and others as well. In a certain sense, again, if we know, you know, that you're a Potter, or we know that you're Chayiv, and it's, you know, it's not too late, we're not going to bring in Asham Talui. Clear. But having said that, according to some Mefarshim, they seem to be saying that being in a state of not knowing whether you're chayav achatas is itself, on a gavra level, a status of being an avaria. Like, how could you be in a situation where you don't know, where you weren't careful enough, whether you have a serious suffix, whether you violated an isakares of skila? Now, that's certainly not a maisa deira, the iman of shachan anyway, but that is a state of your rishas agavra or chet agavra, and so on. So, the question is Asham Talui an exceptional Asham? In which case, despite the fact that it's in the Parsha, because it has certain overlapping characteristics, we shouldn't derive too much from the presence of Asham Talui? Or no? Should we say that Asham Talui is like the Asham, or it highlights Asham to a certain extent? So when it comes to Minyan Mitzvos, certainly the Rambam counts Asham Talui separate from other Ashamos in the Minyan Mitzvahs. There are some Monei Mitzvahs who count each Asham separately. In even, you know, Asham Mitzora, Asham Nazir, separately. But that's a different point. But the Rambam, at least, certainly has Asham Talui separate from the other. He has Torah Sa'asham, and he has Asham Talui, Ayin and Ayin Aleph. On the other hand, in Hilchos Ma'aseh Korbanos, when he breaks down the nature, he says there are four types of Korbanos: it's Chatas, it's Asham, there's Ola, there's Shlamim, and the Radvaz notes there that Asham includes both Asham Talui and regular Asham, not a separate category. Again, that only means that it has sufficient in common. It has sufficient in common to be under one rubric. And there are enough differences to count it separate in Minyan Mitzvahs. It's food for thought. It doesn't help us so much. On the other hand, there is an interesting discussion a little bit in the Rishonim, some of the Achronim pick up on this, in terms of discussing whether or not, in terms of the issue, whether or not Asham are Nitan l'nedarim or l'nedavos. Rabbi Lazar was of the opinion in Sugin Krisos and in Chulin, we have another us, that a person could bring a nedava an Asham Talui. Like, let's say he's like a, you know, he's always in a state of, you know, panic. You know, it could be kind of like phobia or intense year of Shemayim, depending on your point of view. Every day he wants to bring, you know, an Asham Talui. Right? So, can he do that? So, Rabbi Lazar of the opinion that he could do it. So the question is, does that make Asham immune to the Pircha, right? She'eino nitan l'nedarim l'nedavos, when you're comparing Asham and Ola. As we say, chata certainly is not nitan l'nadava. Is Hashem nitan l'nadava? So we had that discussion a little bit on Bava Med Aleph, right? We talked about the Shin of Metzis a bit. And then it comes up again on Yudam and Beis. Some of that Chronim there suggests that maybe we consider Hashem to be nitan l'nadava because of Hashem Talor. Comes up again in the discussion of the tour, again, this is noted by Achronim, the tour in the Beis Yosef in Simen Aleph. As I mentioned, the saying of the Karbanos every day in Pesukah Dezimra, when it comes to Ola, for example, you can bring in Olas Nadava, so maybe you should say like a little, Yihiratzon, the Beis HaMikdash were, built, so I would be bringing, Olas and Nadava, even as we speak. And do you say that about Hashem? You don't say that about Chatas, certainly. Do you say it about Hashem? So the Torah seems to say, yeah, you say that about Olam, you say it about Hashem. You just don't say it. You say it about Shlomim. You just don't say it about Chatas. So the Beis Yosef, other Nosei Kelim on the Torah, jump in and say, what's he talking about? Hashem is not Benadava. Right? Hashem is only in the cases that we know of, and it's based on the concept of Chiyuv. So the Beis Yosef gives two answers. One answer the Beis Yosef is, when we say Hashem, we mean Hashem Talu. When we say Chatas, we mean Chatas and Hashem, the other Hashem, or the real Hashem. Other answer of Beis Yosef is exactly the opposite. When we say Chatas, we mean Chatas. When we say Hashem, we mean Hashem. But what we mean in Hashem is the fact that in Hashem Talui you can bring a neder and a dava. That already is pretty interesting. We're characterizing neder and a dava, the status of Hashem and neder and a dava, by virtue of Hashem Talui. So partially this is a question, there are other issues connected to it as well. To what extent is Hashem Talui reflective of the categories of the general category of Hashem? If you think it is, so then the idea that, normally, in most cases, it's triggered by a particular action, but it's a different perspective, again, in Kapara. It's something in between Chatas and Ola. Chatas is about specifically the Maisa Avera. Asham is about a Maisa which triggers a Chiyuv Tshuva, maybe also Chiyuv to neutralize that action, but to go beyond it. Moreover, what are the kinds of actions that Asham, that triggers an Asha, that motivates the bring of an Asha? What's fascinating about it is they're all what I would call hybrids. Hybrids in the sense that they're difficult to pin down, they have multiple and interfacing, elements. Shavuos HaPikadon, right? The big issue in Shavuos HaPikadon is to figure out, what is Shavuos HaPikadon? Shavuos HaPikadon is Gezel Aydei Shavuos. The big issue in Shavuos HaPikadon is to figure out, is it a Shavuot Halacha? And then should the Rambam have dealt with Dinim? The Rambam deals with Shavuos HaEdus in Hilchos Shavuos. Right? In Shavuos HaPikadon also. Should he have dealt with it there? Should there really be in Hilchos Gzeila? Is it Gezel Al Yidei Shavua? Right? Or is it Shavua? Right? Shagoreim Hefsed Mamon or Gezel. What is the Mechayev of Shavuos HaPikadon? That's the big issue in the parak, Shavuos HaPikadon. Or is it both? Meaning, it's a hybrid of some sort, and you have to figure out the relationship of the factors. It could be that either one of these, the Shavua part alone, right, or the Gezel part alone, would not be sufficient to generate this chiyuv. The fact that it is both does, but half a pruta, half a pruta, zero and zero, or what exactly is this combination? Similarly, me'ila. What is me'ila? Right? Me'ila is gezel of hektesh. Again, it's a prat. It's a subcategory of the Gzela, this Gzela is Hedjot and this Gzela is Hekdesh, or it's a Hekdesh Halacha. Right, again, the Rambam does deal with Hilchos Me'ila in Hilchos in Sefer Avodah. Right? So it's more about one or the other or both. I mean, Reb Chaim has a very famous piece about this. We'll talk about it in terms of Shlichos and other things. You know, what's the Mechayiv of Me'ilah? Is it Gezel? Or just looks like Gezel, but it's really Me'ilas, it's really Achilas or Hana, Menahektesh, Hana Menahektesh. You know, El Pidin is a kind of Gezel. Not that Gezel Menahektesh, you know, is El Pidin Me'ilah. Okay? So again, is it the combination? Is it the... When it's a combination, so it's more than the sum of its parts, or each of its parts alone wouldn't have the ability to be Mechayiv. Again, Boel Shivcha Charufa. You can already understand. What kind of... This is a kind of a Rayas, it isn't, it's an Ishus, it's not an Ishus. The Dinim of Boel Shivcha Charufa are all unique. Gadol, Katan, what kind of Bi are we talking about? Is it defined in the normal way? All these point to the fact that as a Maisa Avera, it just doesn't qualify, seemingly, or fit. The question is how to assess it. Now, of course, if you're talking about Asham, Nazir or Mitzora, those kind of Ledes, so there the whole point is you have a single status. Right? In some cases there is a... In none of these cases they're really Maisa Avera. Let's say there's a certain status, a Yoledes, a Mitzora. Mitzora is more of a negative status. Yoledes is a positive status. Nazir is a initiated status, which we have mixed feelings about. The whole idea is that they're complex institutions. The fact that you end up having different kinds or configurations of karbanos is all about that. So that you should throw, Katas and Ola and Asham into the mix, and that too is a kind of Asham, isn't really particularly surprising. So getting back to my previous comment, it's interesting that the words Hashem, Asham, Ashmo, appear not only in connection with the second half of Parakeh, which deals with Karban Asham specifically, but also with the Chatos Ola V'Yored of the first. So they are Chatoses, don't get me wrong. They're chatoses with a little bit of asham in them. Right? Again, Shavuos Ha'edus, the same issue. What is Shavuos Ha'edus? Shavuos Ha'edus is a mechayev of Kvishas Edus. It belongs really, the truth is, Shavuos Ha'edus really begins in the Rambam with the obligation to be made. The fact that you're obligated to go to court and testify, certainly if somebody else's fate is at stake. So, is it Kvishas Mamon? Is it Chiv HaGadas Eidus? Or is it Shvua Sheker? By means of? Which is the predicate? And which is the verb? Or is it both? Again, should it have been in Hilchos Eidus? Or is it to belong in what is it, Perek Zayin or Perek Tes? I forget which is which. Shvua Sepikadon and Shvua Eidus, one is Perek Zayin and one is Perek Tes. I think Perek Tes is Eidos and Perek Zayin is Shvua Sepikadon. Now it seems like the Rambam put it backwards. I think. The problem is, this is the question, right? What is the nature of Shvua Eidus? Tumas Mikdash Mikadasha. Another example of this. Right? It's about being in a state of Tuma in connection with, or the Begam to Kedushas Mikdash and Kodesh. In other words, this is connected with the idea of a person is not obligated to be tahar, except let's say during the regen. But when he's in mikdash or kadasha, we're eating, kadashim. So then his lack of tahara is totally unacceptable from the perspective of kovas tahara. Or no, it's not about kovas tahara. It's about the pagam. It's about the tuma of the mikdash. The chayiv is the tuma. It's a din in chasbias mikdash, not a din in the end of chas tumas oka. Shvuas Bitui, right? Shvuas Bitui is how much, neder and shvua and dibur and leyachal devaro, and how much you create your own universe of neder and shvua. We talked about it on the Shabbos a little bit, and then, you now have your own personal ma'isaveras to work out leyachal devaro, not the chil dibur, right? The setup of the neder and the shmua create a maisa avera. So the point is, I'm suggesting it. And is it coincidence? Again, we don't know. We're not trying to be darshin and tam and dekra here. You know, we can't penetrate all the mysteries. But it certainly, we don't think that it's a coincidence that certain types of chatos are subject to olav yoreid, and others are not. That itself is a question, by the way. You know, is there a qualitative, is there a chalos difference? We talked about the chelav and dam, we talked about even chelav and chelav. Is there a difference between, we talked about chatos nachshon, and we talked about chatos, you know, nazir mitzora, in terms of drawing the line, this is a chatos ha'ara very quickly. What about olav yoreid? How different are chatos of olav yoreid from regular chatos, as a shame, as a chalos, in terms of lishma, according to other people, if you don't think any chatos? These are all important questions. The point I'm trying to make is that maybe the way to look at Perek Hay is to say, you know, there's a continuum. There's chatos of olav yoreid, which is still a chatos, but it already has elements of osham in it, namely multiple forces and factors, etc. And then there's Asham, with Asham totally right in the center. Namely, there is a Maisa Vera. Either that Maisa Vera isn't sufficient, or it's too much, you know, for a Kapara. Right? You have to look at it in a more holistic way, the totaler picture, more total picture. What kind of Gavra are you that you did this particular action? That's still different, way different than the Asay. It's Bal Kapir, number one. As a the mechayev of the korban is the chaper, right? It's triggered by a particular event, experience, maisa. Maybe even we'll call it maisa veira. But it's less or more than that. In that sense, it has olav properties. And therefore, kapara, it's like chatos in many respects. Kol shechatos meis osham roeh, but osham can be roeh and can transition into olav without too much difficulty. Now, we'll just stop here, but let me just leave you with the two Ramban. With the Ramban, has two interesting comments, more than two comments, but two comments that I wanted to share with you right now. You know, one, of course, is in Bamidbar, when he talks about the Nesiyim. So the question Ramban deals with is, how come we have all the, you know, we have the gambit of Karbanos, and we don't have Asham? So there the Ramban says, you know, the equivalent of kachatos ka'asham. We don't need asham. We have chatos. You know, and the dinim of asham are included under the rubric of chatos. That's a very important perspective. The Ramban in Vayikra, here in Parakei, I say, well, that's Ramban in Zayin Yud Gimel. I think another answer could have been, by the way, I would have been happier if Asham had been in the group. But I think it could be two other related answers. One is, not necessarily because Chatos is there, but because both Chatos and Ola are there. On the other hand, I'm not so thrilled with that either, because I think there's a Chalos. I'm not suggesting that Asham is just the fusion of Chatos and Ola, by virtue of the fact, just like Ola V'yorein, right? It's a shame if Neatzmo, because of its differences. I think that Asham is too. But anyways, I think it's also possible that Asham is just a highly experiential kind of a korban. Again, in a way that Chatos, you know, is not, and in a way that Ola is not. Therefore, to be brought as part of Chanukas HaMizbeach as a category is almost antithetical to what Asham is. It's the actual experience itself that triggers this particular stuff. That's something I'm comfortable saying. I know what I mean by it, and I think it might be true. It might also help us understand it. So let me just conclude with the Ramban. Ramban and then it's it. So the Ramban here in Hei Tesvav, really discusses the questions right in the beginning of the Parsha of Asham. Like, what's the relationship between Asham and Ola? And the Ramban says, Nikra korban hazeh asham. Aval, he's bothered by our question. The habeas asham al Hashem ha amur lemalam a korban olav yoreid. Right, tamo the habeas korban al Hashem. Ki a korban hu chatasu. This is like the Ramban saying bim tomar v'yeshlomar. Like, how come the other things are called asham, and they're in the same, you know, continuum? So, oh, don't confuse them. It's a chatas. I'm trying to explain. Yes, but okay. Kamosh amar kisro sirasis lechatas. Lo nisbar matam yeshem a korban o echad chatas. Shema echad asham. The kulan yavo alachet. Says the Ramban. Right. Lo nuchal omar ba'avursha chatas nekeva. Ki esh chatas zachar is irum aparim. Elomer shem ipnei chomer hachet. Ki hinei amitzora maybe shnei aparbanos. It's fascinating. Shem ha'echad chatas, shem ha'shein yasham. But to say he did the same thing, so it's not like he did two, whatever he did, he did. The answer is, and the Rabban's always food for thought, even when we would disagree. It's fascinating with Biraya. I mean, there are different aspects, we're addressing different aspects of the Mitzora's situation, and different aspects of the Oledus' situation, and different aspects of the Nazir's situation, right? Part of the way of dealing, sometimes you deal with it by a single complex karma, and sometimes the multiple karmanas themselves. The range is how to deal with it. That doesn't mean that they aren't different. But near Beinai, Kishem Asher Mora al Davar Gadol, Asher Ha'oso, Yischai of Leos Shamein v'Nabadbo. So it's fascinating. Meaning, it's a different, it's not Stam by Saveri, you need to neutralize. This is something which the Gavra deserves extinction for. Loya, Shame, Hashem, right? Milshon Hashimei Melokim, Vayesham, Vayeshmun Os, Midbar, Tehasham Shomron, Kimarosa Velokea, Hashemei Manachnu, Hashemei Manachnu, I think is particularly fascinating. If you look at the Ramban, in Bereshis, that's the Bnei Yaakov, you know, that's when it hit them, when they realized. You know, the enormity of what they had done, Hashem HaManach, the indictment, the Gavra. Until then, they're making excuses, a road day, this. Hashem HaManach. Right? Became Hashem HaManach and Hashem. The Chatas Moral Dover, not a Menaderach. Meaning, you can isolate a Chatas. It doesn't have to be symptomatic of a flaw in the religious personality. You did a Maisa Veira. A bad Maisa Veira, a significant Maisa Veira. It's time, you have to neutralize the Chet. You have to do Tshuva. Not a Menaderach. But osa davar gadol, right? Sher ha'oso yischayev liyos shamei v'nevod bo. That's gavra-esque. That's like an ola. An ola, you just have to be a ritzu. You want to be a ritzu yelukim. Here, you want to stave off, abadon and klaya. But it's about the gavra, and it's deserved. Chatas moral delech derech notam and aderech. Yiloshon ela sheara lo yachti. Hine asham gzelos v'asham shuvka harufa. Again, remember Ola? The Rabban is so much more comfortable with Mezid than Shogeg. Unlike the Rash. V'chein Asham HaNazir. Havel Asham HaMi'ilos. Hafel Bishu B'Shogeg. But it's Bavur Shu B'Kanshe Hashem. Yikare HaKarban Asham. Ka'achet HaGadol Yizkai V'Yos Hashem Bo Kasher Yikare Mi'ila. Meaning, it might be Shogeg, but the point is that it's worse. And probably it reflects its flaw because you're supposed to be more careful. How could you make a mistake when it comes to, and almost like his own description again of Ashim Talui, the fact that you're in a situation where you don't know is also a status. V'inyan ha-metzora b'avor sham metzora chashuv k'meis hinehu davar shamein v'avad v'aved v'ikari karbanu harishon asham sheyagin alav l'ashma asheru shamein ba asheni chatas. When the order there is important too, right? Meaning there are different aspects of the Masorah you have to relate to, different aspects. The Tamashim Talui, Shabalot Sabur Shein Alavonesh Kilonoda Shakata. Here the Rabban is more pragmatic in the beginning. Hichmer Alavakasav Besveko Yosum Bibade, because he doesn't take it seriously, as seriously. Many of Farshim say that. Vitrichu Ayo Bekasav Shkolim, Ilunoda Chatoya, maybe Chatas, Taz Danko. The Kara Oshim Lemar Shu Bishne Sloim Kashamas Achamurim. Lirmos Shim Yia. Nakel deina veloya vi kaparaso. Shamemi ya babono. Is that time Asham, Asham, Ashahu, Asham, Lashem? Again, the triple, quadruple. Right? Yomakak Parban has the Afafishu ba al Safek, Ashamu. Ashom Asham Lashem Hayodea Kol Talumas. This part is not just to make to compensate for not taking it seriously, meaning for being in this situation. Ulaikata, right? Lo Yani Shenu. Right now he's getting back to the Olamiorades, which are also some respect Ashams. And then he has Odarach Emes, which we'll skip for the moment. The point is that's for another summer when we're in Kabbalah. Like our people in Rosenblum could help us with that. Okay. So the point is that at least an approach may be, and one of the things I have to do is figure out whether it's true and whether Ashram isn't just a satellite of Chatos or a satellite of Ola. But I'm suggesting it is something in between in light of this. So the Ramban takes the view that Ashram is more severe than Chatos. The Netziv takes the opposite view, says that the Korban is more severe because the infraction is lighter. And therefore, the ability to address it, Ba'olam Hazeh, you know, is enhanced, you know, by you know giving you the full force, you know, the full weight, I guess, of the kapara. I think it's an interesting question. The fact is that both agree that there's a difference in the chomer and the kalb. The point is that both seem to be acknowledging the fact that there is a difference here. So presumably, the differences aren't necessarily only quantitative, they very well may be qualitative as well. Okay, so we'll stop here for the moment. What we want to speak about last time, next time, is the question of Lachar Misa Nitak L'Ri'iyah, a little bit Kadima in light of what we were discussing, Machlokes Rabbos and Chachamim, if I get a chance a little bit, what the Smicha on a Korban Asham, which I think is an interesting issue, and you know maybe some of the other. But the basic ideas and approach we have begun. We're within striking distance of at least, you know, a coherent, you know, conclusion, hopefully, on so Monday at 10.